Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Both the Browns and Bengals will start training camp today. There has been a lot of hype and excitement about the moves the Bengals made this offseason, and Zach Taylor spoke to the media about that yesterday.
I think now the excitement part is for the fans and the media, and now it's on us to get to work and make sure we're solving all the problems and not making repeat mistakes and really playing fast and with a lot of confidence.
The Guardians and Reds were scheduled to start a series yesterday, but that game was postponed due to rain. They'll play a doubleheader today starting at 1:40. And finally, Big Ten Media Days will get underway today in Chicago. Ryan Day and select Buckeyes are scheduled to talk tomorrow. This update is sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co., locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation today. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tybus. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Come on, Joe!
Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tybus.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. Tuesdays around here could only mean one thing, Tybus. You know what that is.
It's Hot Take Tuesday!
So good morning to you. Go to hell. Tybus, how are things?
It's going well. Happy National Everybody Reports to NFL Training Camp Day.
Except the Browns, right?
No.
Because they start tomorrow. Don't they start tomorrow?
They might start tomorrow, but they're reporting today.
Everybody's reporting
Adam
today.
Adam Schefter tweeted out 1 minute ago, by the end of the day, all 32 NFL teams will have reported to training camp.
Can I give you a hot take? It's not going to matter for the Browns. It's not gonna matter. They can report. They can show up. It's still going to be
Why are you so negative?
Browns. Because I've watched this team for 20-plus years,
believe?
30 years.
Okay. So listen,
I'm talking about the 99 and on Browns.
So listen,
there's the previous Browns, but they're different. They're in Baltimore.
So check this out. You know how you feel about the Browns?
Yeah.
You feel like they not good, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think that 31 other teams probably going to think the same thing?
That they're no good?
Because it's just like, you know, it's the same old Browns, you know. It's,
no, they're
it's
not
the Browns,
thinking that.
It's the great, it's the reputation.
You're saying they think that about the Browns?
Right.
This is everyone in
like,
the NFL.
You know how when you, do,
in
when
the
you
NFL
play the schedule
that.
Game and you look at, oh, that's a
oh,
dub.
Oh, that's a dub, yeah.
Right.
100%.
So you think this is the year the Browns are going to catch people sleeping.
Bang! In 23, when they went to the playoffs, that's exactly what happened. You look like, it's just the Browns. So you went out there, and it was a totally different mindset and a totally different team.
How many games they winning?
People off guard.
Catching people sleeping like that. How many games they winning? Put it out there.
10. No. 8.
You quit. No. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Is not. You can't
eight.
Go. No.
8 is pretty hot.
Eight is hot. And that's...
8-9.
I just want to point out, that's a sub-500 record that I still think is wildly overstating how good they're going to be.
8-9.
So,
yeah, what's 8-9 do for you? Get you right in the middle of the draft without making the playoffs.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's probably what they'll do then.
That's where you want to be.
Well, we'll have plenty of Browns and Bengals discussion coming up because, like you said, everybody's reporting to camp today. Also, it is Hot Take Tuesday, so the way to get involved in that, @BoneandTybus971 on Twitter. You can go to YouTube, 971 The Fan on YouTube. Click on T-Bone and Tybus. The live stream is live, and you can jump in the chat. Put your hot takes in there if you so choose. You can also call us. We have the phone line for you, 614-460-8010. It's a rainy start to your day, so maybe, you know, give yourself a little extra time as you're getting out the door because traffic could be bad. It's not, I don't think it's bad right now, but if it's slick out, you know, everybody here loses their minds, forgets how to drive. So take your time, send us your hot take, get in the car early, and then just listen. Maybe we'll play it for you. You can leave a voicemail for us and we'll play them throughout the show. I saw bad news yesterday. If you like to fade Slade, couldn't do it last night. You may have put that bet in.
I did.
Canceled.
But you didn't get it. Do you have to put it in again? Well, he doesn't go tonight, right?
Nope. Gavin Williams, and I'd stay away because Gavin, you know, that's
well, they're hate. Playing two.
Oh, I
they're,
guess
no,
they,
no,
yeah.
they'll play today. I just
Slade
didn't know.
Slade is playing the first one, yes.
Yeah, because they now have a split doubleheader. I think the first game's at 1 or 1:30.
1:40.
Okay.
I'll whatever. Have to see if they gave me my money back or if I have to replace that bet.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Chase Burns also throwing for the Reds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the matchup stays the same, absolutely fade Slade Ciccone all day.
They gave me my money back.
Slade. Fade and Slade, baby.
Fade
what we do
Slade.
Around here. But it just writes itself.
The pitching matchup is supposed to be the same. The odds went down slightly.
Oh.
In a good way, if you're fading Slade. -163 on DraftKings.
Oh, so you get a little
bet Reds money line.
If you think the Reds are going to get it done, you get a little
Fade Slade.
Fade Slade, baby.
But I did have a bonus put in for yesterday's game that DraftKings gave me that they took away.
Yo, I said, you kiss that goodbye. They usually give you some bonuses every day. You should check again to see if
we know since you're the gambling addict, you know where all the bonuses lie.
Well, I don't.
Seem to know.
Actually, I don't. I haven't placed a bet on DraftKings.
In order for you to know that they have bonuses every day on DraftKings, you need to log in every single day, and that's what you're doing. You just admitted it.
I don't.
There's no backtracking now.
You know, it's crazy. If I try to log in, like I would have to put my password in, they have to text me to get back because I haven't been on DraftKings in a while.
I'm at the point now where with sports gambling I like to do it occasionally, but I have a story coming up later in the show. You would not believe how much money we are spending as a society on sports gambling.
Oh,
whatever it is, I believe it.
Ohio alone.
Well, you know what? I'll do this again in an hour. So if you're around in an hour, pretend I didn't already tell you this, but here's the numbers.
Ohio and alone.
Here's what they said. In 2025, Americans placed roughly $166 billion in bets on sporting events.
Yeah.
$166 billion.
It's a new drug.
Yeah, but by comparison, if you add up the amount of money that Americans spent on
it's worse than crack in the 80s.
Yeah, right. Why they have the little advertisement. If you were legally allowed to advertise crack in the 80s, they probably would have been like, be careful. Please call 1-800-CRACK-ADDICT if you're addicted to this thing. It is dangerous. Must be 21 or older.
Ronald Reagan.
Crack problem, call 1-800-CRACK-ADDICT. I don't know.
Ronald Reagan would be against sports gambling as well.
Depends on what country he was in. If it funds a war and gets some weapons, you never know. You should look up Iran-Contra. There's a whole thing going on. Anyway, North American box office totals for... So I said $166 billion for sports gambling. By comparison, the movies brought in $8.87 billion in 2025. 22% below what it was pre-pandemic, but still pretty good year for them comparatively to the last few years. Recorded music revenue, $11.5 billion. Live concerts, $18.5 billion. Books... Like all books in America bought by the people who buy books, $14 billion. Well, lots of people, $14 billion industry. And then they said, add all that up. And they also even included the museum industry, like going to the museum, $14 billion worth of revenue, which that sounds made up, but whatever. They added all those numbers together. It comes to about $70 billion. So the headline was, we're spending more than double on sports betting than we are any other form of entertainment. When you add in movies, live music, all these other things that people reading books, all the going to museums, apparently we're spending double that on sports betting, which obviously shows how much people love sports, but it's not like we're also spending money on sports tickets and they're not factoring that number into these numbers. Do you get what I'm saying? Like the $166 billion is just the money being spent on gambling, not the money being spent on your cable subscription for those things or fantasy sports or going to games, buying merchandise, any of that stuff. Crazy.
It's because it's like the lottery.
Of course it is.
You got a shot at getting some out of it.
Yeah, but you could at least say that the lottery is partially for the kids.
I mean, some of the states have tried to say, like, some of this money will go over here, and that's how they got it initially. But, yeah, these companies are making bank off of that, and so you gotta do that. You gotta go in with that eyes wide open, in my opinion.
Is gambling legal in all 50 states?
It is now. Here's what I keep seeing is it's legal across the country. So I don't know if it's legal in all 50 states. I keep seeing that it's, legal across the country.
I keep seeing like DraftKings is in all 50 states, but I think
it must be like some other type of gambling,
like horse betting, for example. You can maybe do that in all 50 states, but you can't be
horse betting.
Horse betting.
Oh, horse betting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know, because I thought for sure some of these. I know, like Texas held out for a long time.
Yeah, they're cool.
California has held out for a long time.
You can walk around in the streets with an AK-47 in Texas, but you cannot bet on sports.
Unless that changed recently, maybe it changed, but I don't think it did. I don't know why they say that. They've been saying that on some of their ads lately, and I don't get it. Also, I have a hot take for you involving movies. Are you ready for this? I'm going to say that you're stupid if you ask the following question about The Odyssey, the movie that's coming out, the Christopher Nolan. It's been out for a couple weeks now. Matt Damon.
Yeah, I know. So hypothetically speaking, I know somebody that I can watch it for low.
Yeah, we got it. We know. You are all involved with the very legal Fire Stick that you have on your TV. We understand. Here's my hot take, and it's only with The Odyssey. If you ask someone, should I go see The Odyssey? You're an idiot. Here's why I say that. It's a 3-hour movie.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Right. It's right. Hang on. It's a 2-hour and 50-something minute movie that was shot on 70mm IMAX film. Mm-hmm. Christopher Nolan has a track record of making these ridiculously over-the-top great movies that he, like, did you like Batman Begins? Did you, you know, all that stuff? That's him. And Inception, good? Yes. By consensus, lots of people like those movies.
Yes.
You know it's going to be an event. Mm-hmm. You know, almost everyone who likes to go to movies is going to see it. Everyone who goes to the crappy movies has gone to this movie and said, it's pretty, you should go. Right? And then on top of, like, all of that, every star in Hollywood is basically in this film.
Yeah, the cast is great.
Like, everyone that you've ever heard of that's still, like, making movies currently has a part in this.
Denzel is in this?
Sure. I don't, probably not. I don't know if he is, but everybody else is.
My father's in this movie.
Just about everybody else is. What I'm saying is, if you have to ask someone after they've done all that, they gave you this 2.5-hour epic, they gave you IMAX film, all these stars, everything. The story, by the way, is thousands of years old, and it's still taught in schools.
It's got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Travis Scott is in this movie.
Yes, I'm saying everyone is in this movie, Travis.
Zendaya's in the movie.
Everyone's
Tom
in it.
Tom Holland's in the movie.
I'm saying if
Anne
you...
Hathaway. Oh, man.
Listen, I don't think Travis Scott and Zendaya being in it's historically accurate.
It doesn't matter.
Who
cares?
You will.
Who cares? That's those idiots are like, oh, it's not historically accurate. It's a fake story.
It's a fake story.
Dumbasses. Look, all I'm saying is, if you're asking, is it worth going? Man, I don't know. It costs $15 to go. They put hundreds of millions of dollars into making this movie.
It might cost $15. Unless you got you're a Cinemark's member.
Tyvis. You know what's going to happen? If you don't know if you should go see this movie, then you just don't like movies. Just say that you don't like going to see movies.
Are you going to see the movie?
Yes, I've been dying to go see it. I got stuff. I got kids. What was the wrestler used to say that? I got kids. That's me. Heath Slater from the Trailer Park. My guy. Like, I'm just saying, I'm going to say, if you're like, should I go? I don't know. Like, you're dumb. Well, just go see. What if it sucks? Then you paid $15 or $20 and it sucked.
Hours and 53 minutes of my life.
Do you know how many 2 hours and 53 minutes I've wasted in falls, Sundays, on September, October, November, December, every effing year with the stupid team up in Cleveland? No. I wish I got refunds for that.
That I have to feed.
Yeah, I got kids. I'm just saying, if you have to ask about The Odyssey, then just don't go. Why even ask? You know if you want to see it or not. You already know in your heart if you want to sit there for 3 hours.
Cole saw it during the premiere and said it sucked.
Great. But he had it can suck. But he had the experience. But he went. He knew he wanted to go.
You got to go to the one where the seats is rocking.
Oh, I saw that.
They like squirt
they shoot water
and shoot all that.
They got 4D movies now?
Yes, like, they do. What? I saw they showed people. It was shaking people out of the seats.
They shake you and then the water shoot out at you. It's
that's crazy.
And then I thought about just like you come out of that movie. You know how sometimes in theaters, like sometimes stuff doesn't work, like a light bulb is out, or maybe like, you know, the projector goes out for a second. You imagine one of those theaters with like, Bob, you gotta go fix it, all the squirters stopped working in the theater, it's not working, there's no water shooting at people, you gotta fix the squirters, come on.
Maybe you just we have an idea there.
We do.
4D
we
do. In 4D. A certain industry.
Hey now
let's invest, come on, who's with me?
I got someone who might be with you. Guy who works for North Carolina, allegedly. Not anymore. Bill Belichick's tenure in North Carolina not going well. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now we are tracking multiple crashes across the metro. The ramp from 71 southbound to 670 in both directions completely shut down this morning. The 161-270 interchange heading out to New Albany is also blocked off this morning. 23 up in Delaware County, a little past Lewis Center. We've got a crash blocking lanes going northbound, and expect to encounter some high water and a crash on I-270 near Alum Creek Drive. I'm 10TV's Amy Stuggerwald with your Fan.
By NHTSA.
We at The Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have some patches of fog out there to start the day. Otherwise, plan for a partly cloudy Monday. Could be a few showers or storms coming up later on today, mainly in western Ohio, however. Looking for a warm and humid afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms are likely. May produce gusty winds, lows around 70. Storm chance ends early tomorrow, partly cloudy, mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead.
Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan.
If it's 4:30 in the morning and you see a ginger version of Dom DeLuise speeding down 33, don't panic. It's just T-Bone.
We are driving. We are driving.
We like driving. We like driving.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
We are eating.
We are eating.
It's a Hot Take Tuesday. Fire off your hot takes. 614-460-8010. Voicemail line is open. You can also get in on YouTube. You can go to Twitter. What am I trying to say? I don't know. Tyvus, you know what? My brain stopped working for a second. You just heard it live right there. Go to Twitter.
Age.
At Bone and Tyvus 971 is what you can do.
It's
that
age creeping up on you.
Definitely that age. Do we have any? We got a voicemail about the movie thing, right?
We got a couple.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Let's hear them.
Hold on. Wrong mouse. Here we go.
That's the only thing going on here. Just listening to your guys' take on the Odyssey and the movies and all that stuff. Like, I'm just going to say, like, not to make this an endorsement, but, I mean, if you are on the AMC A-list or the Marcus Theater, they've got something else like this. I mean, I know for me, I pay $25 a month and I can go see up to 4 movies per week. Not per month, per week.
Hey.
And all $25 includes all 4 of those movies, so I could realistically see like 20 movies a month for $25.
Damn.
I mean, either way, there are ways to make it worth it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. If you could do that. And I'm sure I know some of those programs, you get a discount on popcorn and stuff too. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I got at the Cinemark.
I take my kid to see pretty much every child's movie that premieres theaters.
You need to be doing that.
I have like the AMC rewards points, never have redeemed a single one. I probably have tens of thousands.
No, but I think he's talking about like you pay $25 right. or something, and then you get like you're just, it's like a pass where it's like you get to go.
It's like a movie subscription, it sounds like, essentially.
Didn't the Reds do that? I feel like the Reds and the Guardians, but other baseball teams too, have toyed with this because they have so many games and there's so many empty seats.
The Guardians was doing $49.99
for a month or something, right?
Yeah, you could stand.
Yeah, it's like standing room only tickets.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed a ticket no matter who was in town. But then I think even for some of the games, it was like, when we know it's not selling out, we'll give you a ticket, maybe up in the, you know, up in the upper tank, but $50 and you're guaranteed, you go, if you live downtown Cleveland or something, or you were willing to drive, like, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I like stuff like that. Do we have another Odyssey take real quick before we get to the dumpster fire that is North Carolina? Let's go ahead.
I'm 43 years old. I love the Odyssey. It's my favorite story ever. I have maybe 19 different translations of it. I'll go see it with you. It's fantastic. And then afterwards, I will take you to a track and I will burn your 4.46 40 times. I'm 43, Travis.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take. I like it.
I would tell you right now.
That was our guy, Snagglepuss. Thanks for the
we could just tell by the voicemail. His great
oh, he's got the tone.
Radio
he's
voice. Absolutely. Who it is.
Snagglepuss yeah. is not beating no 446. I would
tell you that. Well, we know that because you didn't beat no 446. Because you couldn't replicate it.
At
when you
43, he ain't beat no 446. If you, no, that's the case,
that's tough to do for.
You go to the track, have somebody film it, and then with the watch, and then we'll do it like that.
You know what, though? If you do that, then you
make
should
sure
also
you stretch.
Go send that off. Go send that off to the NFL because I don't care how old you are. If you're running a 4.46, they were going to say, "Okay, let's see what that guy can do."
We also have a relevant hot take from I am Alex the King in the YouTube chat. He said, "Hot take Tuesday: Hugh Jackson would be considered a GOAT coach if he had Tom Brady as his quarterback. Belichick's cheating scandals and poor performance without Brady prove he is a terrible coach."
Ooh, see, that's tough for me. That is, I mean, again, it's hot take Tuesday. So the latest on what's going on with Bill Belichick in North Carolina is North Carolina has placed Michael Lombardi on administrative leave, paid administrative leave, pending a university investigation into what sounds like an HR complaint. Am I wrong on that? I think that's what they said. Some kind of, there was some kind of complaint filed with the school. And so they're doing an investigation. As part of that, you get put on paid administrative leave. Yeah. So what does a human resources complaint mean? Could mean anything. Who knows? No need to speculate there. But the point is, this is a guy that Belichick, this is his right-hand guy. Inexplicably, I will add, he has dragged Mike Lombardi all over the place. Everywhere that, like, Belichick, when Michael Lombardi can't find a job, Bill Belichick's there to pick him up. And I don't understand that at all. Like, I don't know what this guy's done in his tenure, because everything he's done that's been good has largely been attached to Bill Belichick. Other than that, he's been extraordinarily weird.
He's got a great last name for football.
Well, yeah, that's all it is, right? Lombardi. Like the Lombardi thing, you hear that, you go, oh, he must know what he's talking about. I don't know. If my last name is Mahomes, it doesn't mean I know how to play quarterback. Like, what are we doing? But whatever. Like, now, finally, he was the guy running North Carolina football. He's there, Mark Pantone. He's paid more than Mark Pantone is to do that job.
So he's stealing money.
Oh, he's got the ski mask on and everything.
They're stealing the money. They giving it to him.
They went 4-8 last year, didn't have one player drafted in the NFL. He was the guy who was telling Patriots, you can't come here. You're banned from the facility.
You know what this sounds like to
just
me?
Just a weirdo.
This is another example of coaches not adapting and not understanding that times have changed. You know, we should make fun of Dabo Sweeney because he said he wasn't getting in the transfer portal and the NIL thing and God's image because he didn't want to change what he did. And he got left behind. Similarly to this situation with Bill Belichick, one, he don't know about the old college thing. That's one. But two, you got to understand that guy ain't what he used to be. You know, maybe it worked back in the day for you, but like things have changed. Time have changed. His eye for talent ain't the same of what it used to be. So you got to go out here and find somebody else. And it might be a blessing in disguise for North Carolina if he's gone and they got to find somebody to replace him. It could be a blessing because it could save Bill Belichick's job. By the way, how long you think this goes on?
Oh, I have no idea.
How long this Bill thing at North Carolina goes?
Year one, he went 4-8, like I said. Now we haven't even started year two, and the guy who is his supposed GM of the 33rd NFL team wasn't, I believe, Michael Lombardi was the one saying that stuff.
I don't know why they even say that, because
it was stupid.
Ohio State's the 33rd team. Alabama's the 33rd team.
If anybody is, it's schools like that. You're right.
Georgia's the 33rd. Like, that's been done already. They're way late to the party.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. But now, that guy who was supposedly your architect that you decided to put in that place when there were probably way better candidates, you just wanted to give your buddy a great job. Well, now he's on paid administrative leave. And I know the season's starting. A lot of the work that they do isn't always necessarily in the season, but like, you should be scouting and still, I'm sure they still have to finish up their draft or their draft class. Their class in December when they get guys who are going to commit from high school. They got portal stuff to be working on all season long till you get to January when you can finally drop the hammer and get in the portal again, no matter what happens this year. Like, all that stuff is what I would think a GM of your team has to do. Now you don't have that guy. Yeah, I don't know how many years they want to If he goes 4-8 again, I think it might be time to just say that's it for Bill. Time to go.
Pull the plug.
I don't even know if you go, like, if you go 500, I don't even know. I think you have to win like 8 games to show that there's some kind of measurable progress. But
and he went 4-8 in an ACC that kind of stunk last year. It's going to be better this year.
I'm trying to see.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Transfer
portal. I got into an argument with a buddy of mine via text over yesterday something with Bill Belichick and his legacy. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Tuesday. A number of crashes this morning across the metro. The biggest impact, the ramp from 71 southbound to 670. Both directions are blocked off this morning. We're also seeing heavy delays on the northeast side. At the 270-161 interchange, we've got a crash cruiser clearing out there. Also, our drivers up in Delaware County, a little bit past Lewis Center, we've got a crash on 23 heading northbound. And 270 on the southeast side near Allen Creek Drive, also slightly blocked off as crews clear out a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Steckerwald with your
.com. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Call T-Bone and Tyvus' real hotline phone number, 614-460-8010. Available anytime, day or night.
Nighttime can get spicy.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Leave a message, and if it's great, we'll play it. And if it's terrible,
Hello? We'll
likely play it, too.
Hello.
All right, so I got into an argument with a buddy of mine yesterday because I had a little spicy take a couple years ago, as I am wont to do on this radio station. That's the name of the game. Sometimes you have hot takes. That's why today is a Hot Take Tuesday. It's your safe space for that. More of yours coming up in a second. But
it's not a safe space, but go ahead.
That's why, yes, we're going to yell at you. We will yell. But that's fine. It's part of it. I had said back when, the Buckeyes had lost 4 straight to Michigan and right before... Then Ryan Day pulled off a tremendous turnaround, got that team to win a national championship, starting with that Tennessee game, right? In the interim between the Michigan game and the Tennessee game, Bill Belichick, I'm pretty sure that's when he got hired. And I had said at the time, because all these people would say, who are you going to get better than Ryan Day?
I remember this.
Who are you going to get better to coach than Ryan Day?
Yes.
And I always thought, like, well, this is nothing against Ryan Day, but like, I've never understood that from Buckeye fans, regardless of what you think of him. Like, I think Ohio State is one of 2 or 3 places in college football where you could literally call anyone and they'll listen. Mm-hmm. You could call a sitting NFL head coach and he may just have an affinity for Ohio State enough to say, yeah, I'd do that. Probably
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, you could. I bet you even
Diana
with him.
Rossini on the sidelines.
Maybe they wouldn't call him. But my point is, even someone like Mike Vrabel, who just went to a Super Bowl, would have to listen. Now, he may then say, ultimately, no thanks, I got to have my dog at a press conference, which he pulled that move. Did you see that over the weekend?
Mike Vrabel did?
Showed up to the press conference with a dog, like a little puppy.
Okay.
Ask me about my side piece. Please ask me about this dog. I've never seen anyone in football ever pull off that move.
Very strategic.
I don't know anybody else that's ever done that.
Strategic.
Anyway, but I was having, so like I had said that back. A few years ago, I had said, well, you could get, that's clearly not true because Bill Belichick was like, no one thought Bill Belichick would want to coach in college, right? This is a totally NFL guy only. Why would he ever coach college? Not only would he coach college, he'd go to a random place like North Carolina, which isn't even that good of a Division I, like big time college football program.
Mm-hmm.
So this buddy was setting me up yesterday and he's like, what do you got to say now? You think Bill Belichick's better than Ryan Day? And my hot take was not currently, but resume-wise, this guy was like, you're out of your mind. Bill Belichick's overrated. He's not a better football coach than Ryan Day. I was like, right now, I agree with you. Over the course of his career, like, get back to me when Ryan Day is 70, but like, I just found that to be such a weird thing to bring up for my buddy, but he was still salty about it like 2 years ago.
So
he was making the case that Bill Belichick is not as good of a coach as Ryan Day is. Because it is harder to win in college football than it is in the NFL. And I thought I was taking crazy pills for a second because I'm like, in the NFL, every team is like an inch away from each other. In college football, 90% of the teams are not even within a mile of Ohio State. They have like three or four games a year where you've got the teams that are actually equal talent and you have to coach those. Maybe with the playoffs, you have five or six now. This schedule is going to be tough. But, like,
I wouldn't compare college resumes it's not even, to NFL.
Right. I didn't want to do it.
I wouldn't but my even buddy go down that road.
I was like, am I crazy?
I wouldn't even go down that road. Like, I would have just been like, you got it. I'm not even about to do this with you.
I hate when people have revisionist history. Like, is Tom Brady not the GOAT because of his 8-9 season in Tampa Bay his last year?
Right.
Like, Jordan with the Wizards, are we going to say that he's not one of the greatest basketball players of all time because he averaged 16 points a game with the Wizards or whatever? Like, yeah, what these guys accomplished?
You like to point that out all the time.
I said he's one of the best. I didn't say he was the best.
Yeah, there you go. Is that a...
Like, you see, like, players that go to other teams and stink at the end of their career. Just because Bill's doing this in North Carolina doesn't take away from what he did in New England.
Right. And let's be very fair about what Bill Belichick actually is at this stage in his career. This is a guy who's dating someone 50 years younger than him. This is essentially a retirement fun gig for him. He thought, I'll waltz into college football and everyone will just bow down and all their best recruits will just naturally flow to me because I'm a god. And then that didn't happen. So you got a guy who's like 50%. He hired half the staff was his kids and family and friends that he
went to. They like, say it's 101, don't do.
Not a mistake, right. That is a guy who is not as locked in. That is a guy who is in his retirement age who just thought this would be a fun little project, and now it's turning to be a massive headache. But don't confuse that with, like, when he was coaching, he was legitimately awesome. He was the whole reason between him and Tom Brady why that thing was successful. Okay. I think it was 1 and 1A. They both go together. You couldn't take Tom Brady out of there. He'd still win Super Bowls, Tom Brady would. I don't think he wins as many without Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick probably wins a Super Bowl or two at some point. He'd probably be more like Andy Reid.
I wonder, you got to imagine with the alumni that they have, money-wise, they should be pretty good. What he's doing is he's brought attention to North Carolina and maybe a little bit of excitement when he first got there. Yeah. Now, I died down instantly, but like, everybody's still going to tune into that first game of the season this year just to see if he turned it around or not.
Yeah, if nothing else, he brings attention to your program that otherwise most people, unless you're from that area or you're a diehard ACC fan, you probably don't care about.
Correct.
At this point, do you think Bill Belichick wants to be fired?
I don't know if he wants to be fired because he doesn't have to do this. He could just walk away. He's got more money than God. He's got his adult cheerleader girlfriend. He can go to her stuff whenever he gets bored.
I don't think he would just quit because he has public perception to worry about.
Why not?
How long was the deal?
I think he wants put out of his misery. I think deep down inside.
I don't think that helps. I think you don't want to get fired because then that looks worse.
He's going to get fired. It's just a matter of when.
I think if he wanted out, he would have just left. I think he still thinks he can turn this around.
Oh, he got 5 years, $50 million.
That's bad.
I was gonna
say the first 3 years is guaranteed, 100% guaranteed, $30 million.
I mean, I hope that this doesn't come to fruition, but he might not even be with us at the end of that deal.
Well, God, let's hope. let's hope not.
Like,
no, but
he's an old man, Tyvis.
He's old in football years, but like people are living long, Dylan. These days, they're not.
He's about the end of the American life expectancy.
He's 72,
okay?
Isn't he?
Okay, that's about. I bet you the male like life expectancy is probably around like 74 or 75.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's the age my parents are, so now I can't process that. So
I'm sorry for that morbid Dylan's take. I apologize.
Yeah, Dylan.
I wish I could take it back.
Way to bring it.
I'm cutting it out for the podcast.
You're not. Hot take two. Leave it in. It's a hot take Tuesday. The hottest of takes. Morningwood is coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
The ramp from 71 southbound to 670 both east and west is shut down due to a crash this morning. Also watching problems at the 270-161 interchange on the northeast side and at the 315-270 interchange on the north side. Delaware County drivers expect to encounter delays on 23 heading northbound just past Lewis Center due to a crash. And drivers on the east side near Reynoldsburg expect left lanes to be closed on 70 eastbound
right at 256. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
Call now.
Buckeye football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. Oh, the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Both of these men love the Browns. Also, both of these men hate the Browns. If you know, you know. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
All right. There is a lot of BS out there right now. I do feel like with the artificial intelligence and all the different stuff, some of that stuff I know is helpful, whatever. Some people use it in their jobs, but there's just a lot of fake stuff out there. You click on something and you go, oh, that looks like a nice news article. You start to read and you realize this doesn't make any sense. It was written by AI. You see a picture and you're like, that looks like a normal human. Then you look a little closer. They got six fingers. Oh, it was artificial intelligence. I like to know when something's real. I like to know, especially nowadays, that I can trust in something. I can believe in something. So the people at Window Nation, they feel the same way. That's why their windows, which, by the way, are real, not artificially intelligence generated. Those windows, though, come with a lifetime warranty. That is real. That's not something that folds up when your window doesn't work right or when you have a problem. You can call it Window Nation, which, by the way, you're probably not going to have a problem with these windows. That's why they have the lifetime warranty. So you can get that lifetime warranty when you get Window Nation windows in your house. Plus, you can get these energy efficient windows at a great price. 50% off all window styles right now. That is also real. You could also get zero down payment, no payments or interest for 2 years. Again, all real deals from a real company that stands behind their work they do. Window Nation has put in 3 million plus real windows in real people's houses, and they love them. They have a 96% customer satisfaction rating. So go get some real windows for your real house that needs real things fixed in it, like your windows, and get a great real deal on it now. WindowNation.com to go talk to Window Nation today. Schedule your free consultation, WindowNation.com. Dylan, I have a question about Bill Belichick. How much is left on his contract?
So he has, I believe, 3 years left on it.
Okay. And it's all like pretty much guaranteed, right?
Yeah. So he signed a 5-year, $50 million contract. And the first three seasons are guaranteed. Wait, no. It says the Tar Heels would owe Bill the remainder of his guaranteed money. His 5-year, $50 million contract guarantees the first three seasons, therefore firing him without cause before 2028 leaves the university on the hook for a buyout north of $20 million up to $30
million total. Okay. So probably now they probably have already paid him $10 million. He's got $20 million more coming to him, right?
Right.
And the guaranteed money. Here's a question. Because I've seen some people float this out. They're like, well, maybe Bill Belichick does want to get out of there. But maybe he's sticking around to see if they fire him, he'll get another $20 million, which, hey, who wouldn't want another $20 million? The only people I would think that wouldn't want it are 72-year-old football coaches with adult cheerleader girlfriends who already have probably $100 million in the bank if they're smart. Like, what is the point of having all the money? Like, this idea that Bill Belichick's just hanging around to get a paycheck and waiting to get fired, Tyvus. What's the point of having all the money if you then have to go do stupid crap like that if you don't want to?
Let me get this right. I walk through the door, and the first thing I hear is 70-year-old coaches with a cheerleader girlfriend.
His adult cheerleader girlfriend.
What is wrong with you? What are you ranting about?
He goes to these meets that she has. She does adult
cheerleaders. You can't support your girl? Are they married?
They're just girlfriend. Girlfriend, boyfriend.
I thought she wore like a ring or something.
She probably does. He probably bought her a ring. Doesn't mean they're married.
Promise ring? What are we, 12?
Who knows what's going on over there?
Who knows, man? All I know is this. That guy doesn't have to like be a part of anything he doesn't want to be a part of. If he's in North Carolina still, it's because he genuinely thinks he can do something there. Because why else are you there? Like if
he's staying and coaching so he can, I'm guessing, in hopes, get a jump to go back to the NFL.
That's not happening.
That's what happens with all coaches. Ryan Day, the reason he went to Ohio State is because he wanted to ultimately go back to the NFL. And
that's the theory, right? We'll see if it ever
flourished here, so he don't have to. He probably still wants to, I'm sure.
I would guess at some point, you know, he may scratch that itch. But, like, the bigger point is Ryan Day is in his, what, late 40s, early 50s? Bill Belichick is 25 years older than Ryan Day.
He's like 14 wins away from the record.
Belichick?
Right.
Ain't in the NFL, right. Yeah, that's right.
Something like that.
Wasn't who was going to do that?
Denver and Sean Payton.
Sean Payton was going to have, yeah, Bill Belichick come in, and they talked about having him come in and coach for 14
they
wins.
Said you could come in and be the mascot and your girlfriend can be the head cheerleader of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, I don't think you should have to, if you're Bill Belichick, I would hope that the only reason you're at North Carolina is because you actually want to coach there and you think you can do something good. Maybe now that motivation starts to wane because he's starting to realize it's not as easy as he thought. I don't know. All right, we got to switch gears here.
It's good to know where you stand on the important issues.
Oh, my.
This is Morning Wood.
All right, Dylan, Morning Wood, question number one, please.
All right, so it was reported that the Warriors could have traded for Jaylen Brown, and they would have had to offer them 4 first-round picks, but they coveted those picks, so they decided to keep them. Seeing as they're looking to their future, would you trade Steph Curry if you're the Warriors?
I mean, I think you got to be one or the other. You don't need to be both. They've pretty much announced, haven't they, Tyvus, that they are all in on the future and that they think they are looking towards. Wasn't that a report that the owner, Joe Lacobe, said that? That they're basically looking forward to the future and they're looking to build the next winning roster. And they don't think that's going to be in Steph Curry's time. All right.
Would I trade Steph Curry? Then go get assets
and go rebuild the team.
Business-wise, yes. But... because Steph Curry is Golden State. He's one of the rare ones that I don't see putting on another team's jersey.
This is Baron Davis erasure. He is not Golden State. This is Chris Mullin erasure. How dare you?
I can't
Chris
see
Weber
it.
Erasure. How dare you?
I can't. He's too beloved there. Like, I don't think he wants
Rick
to.
Rick Barry erasure? I feel like Rick Barry played for the Warriors at one point.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. See, I'm just saying, he's great. He's their all-time best player. I'll give you that, but... I don't think.
They say Steph Curry is top 5 of all time.
Who says that?
A lot of people.
I mean, shooters? Yes.
No, players.
Okay.
Point guards. He's like one.
We don't have to do this today. All I'm saying
point
is,
guards.
I'm just fine. He's top 5. I give you top 5.
No. Top 1.
Okay. Okay. I don't know about that.
Why would you not?
Because.
I would consider him or Magic Johnson being the best point guard of all time.
Yeah, I think Magic would, like, cook him in real life if they played in their prime.
Because he's 4 inches taller or 5 inches taller?
And could do everything. And if he was...
I don't think that's the case.
We don't have to do this today.
You trading twos for threes.
We're going to have Time Machine Thursdays where we can only have these arguments on one day of the week. Because I can't do it every day.
You trade Magic's best scoring game.
Oh, my God.
Curry probably, but you know what?
No, that doesn't matter because Curry was pulling from 40 feet.
That's my point.
Magic was never told you're allowed to shoot from 40 feet.
He couldn't shoot.
He would have shot. He couldn't shoot. Oh, my God.
He wasn't a shooter.
Okay.
He wasn't a shooter.
I'm not doing this to
him. I saw his shooting form. It's not good.
Oh, my God. You guys are insane. You guys are insane. You're absolutely out of your minds. I know it's Hot Take Tuesday, but that's even too spicy. Okay. Anyway, if I'm running the Warriors, I'm saying it's time to move on from Steph Curry because either you believe you can win with him now for the next 3 or 4 years, then you load up and do that and go and try to give him one more championship. Help you get one more championship. But if you're already writing that off and saying we'll never win with Steph Curry while he's here, great. Then put your money where your mouth is and trade him and get picks and build the next thing.
It starts with Draymond Green first.
He can go too. I'm just saying, trade all your assets away and get picks and build the next.
That's loser talk.
It's not loser talk.
Then they should have traded for Jaylen Brown then.
They should have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Is Jimmy Butler ever playing again?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Is he just messed
up? To your point, if you thought you were winning with Steph Curry, then yeah, you go get Jaylen Brown and you go try to put other pieces around that and you don't worry about F the picks. You don't need them.
By the way, Steph Curry's career high, 62 points. Magic Johnson's career high, 46.
Who gives a...
I'm just telling you.
I can't. I'm stopping the music to play. I'm just to play this.
I just could not give a bollocks.
That's an irrelevant comparison.
Bring the music back.
No, I don't want to. I'm done. Morning Wood. Do you have another Morning Wood? We only have like a minute left.
So Madden came out with their 99 club yesterday. Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Miles Garrett, Jamar Chase, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Trey McBride all made the list. Ooh. Anyone you would take off of the 99?
McBride is on the 99.
Okay, listen. Well, I thought the same thing, and then I looked up his stats for the past 2 years. That boy is crazy. I was and unaware all they
had
of this
to
game.
Do, all they had to do was get rid of Kyler Murray.
I mean, is...
They said he caught more touchdowns from Jacoby Brissett than his whole career with Kyler Murray.
Trey McBride had 126 catches for 1,200 yards and 11 touchdowns.
He had like seven all his total career with Kyler Murray.
Okay. And then the year before, he had 111 catches for 1,100 yards. Like, I did not know Trey McBride was like that.
Oh, I mean, I knew he was pretty good.
I knew he was good. I did not know it was all that. Tyvus, I didn't know he had.
Should we? Let me just. I'm just going to put forward a nomination. I'm just going to.
Ooh. He's a cool yes. Boy. Is he? CWB.
He's been nominated. You have the ultimate say here. Trey McBride, CWB. Is he certified as of now? 99 on Madden.
The boy has 230 catches in two seasons, Tyvus.
I hear what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness.
It's more than just it's more to it than just producing stats.
Oh, is it 63 points to Magic's 46?
It's a lifestyle. You gotta be so good at some point.
Right all the time.
People gotta look at you and question, like, maybe he light skinned. Like, it's gotta be like that. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do that for what it's worth.
Like Travis Kelce, you could have told me he was light skinned.
Regardless of his skin color, I enjoy his play. He is a talented man. Whoever he is, wherever he is from. All right, so you're not ready to give him CWB status, not yet.
We could put him on the watch list.
Is he watch list?
He's on a heavy watch
list. Okay, heavy watch list. Heavy watch list. Conditions are right. It's a watch versus a warning.
More than just stats. It's a lifestyle thing.
That's right.
Larry Bird, they thought he could possibly be albino. They thought he was albino. I'm telling you, the
Bengals start preseason camp this week. Zach Taylor had some thoughts. Duke Tobin had some thoughts. You will hear from the Bengals brass next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
71 southbound at 670 is still shut down. All of those ramps from those southbound lanes of 71 to 670 east and westbound are closed. We are also seeing problems at the 161-270 interchange on the northeast side and at the 315-270 interchange just past Worthington. We are also seeing delays on 23 this morning up in Delaware County. Expect to encounter problems going northbound just past Lewis Center. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fans.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Both the Browns and Bengals will report to training camp today. There's been a lot of hype and excitement about the moves the Bengals made this offseason, and Zach Taylor spoke to the media about that yesterday.
I think now the excitement part is for the fans and the media, and now it's on us to get to work and make sure we're solving all the problems and not making repeat mistakes and really playing fast and with a lot of confidence.
The Guardians and Reds were scheduled to start a series yesterday, but that game was postponed due to rain. They'll play a doubleheader today starting at 1:40. And finally, Big Ten Media Days will get underway today in Chicago. Ryan Day and select Buckeye players are scheduled to speak tomorrow. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Is a legendary Buckeye. T-Bone loves to eat Buckeyes. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tweet the program at Bone and Tyvus 971. Of course, it is a Hot Take Tuesday. More of your hot takes coming up in mere moments. And of course, I don't have the soundbite on, so I can't play it. There we go. Sorry about that. So we're getting to a point, Tyvus, where all these discussions about whether or not Magic Johnson is better than Steph Curry. These are things that get discussed because we have nothing else to talk about because there's no football going on. Now, you might say, why don't you talk baseball? Well, we'd like to talk baseball. We wanted to fade Slade Ciccone last night, but that got rained out. Mm. So it's a doubleheader today.
Don't worry. We could do it today.
Ohio Cup. Yes, that's right. He's back on the bump. And you know what?
They had a chance to change their mind, and they doubled down on it.
How should we bet the Reds, Tyvus? On is there
on the money line.
Thank you. There you go. That's not gambling advice. That's just me wanting to hear Tyvus say that phrase. So that's what that was.
I'm about to place it again. I forgot. Thanks for the reminder.
Hey, there you go. All right. So Dylan's gonna bet it. You don't necessarily need to follow that advice. But we are inching toward actual football being played again. Because today is when, as you pointed out, all the NFL teams will be reporting to camp. Now, the Bengals, I believe, actually start on-field activities today. I think the Browns start tomorrow.
Today was the day that you, well, probably.
I thought Friday was the first practice.
I saw, whatever. I looked at something on Google and it said tomorrow is when the Browns start. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they don't start actually on the field till Friday. Who knows? Someone does. I'm dumb. The point here is
you kiss your significant other or girlfriend goodbye because you won't see them for 2 weeks.
Is that how it goes? Two whole weeks, huh?
2 weeks.
No, Wednesday, July 29th, first full squad practice.
Okay.
For the Browns?
I think for the Bengals.
First open practice for the fans is Friday, July
30th. Oh, okay, there you go. I think Bengals, but the Bengals start today. Either way, so I'm guessing today we'll get some Todd Monk and Andrew Berry sound. Yesterday, though, we got some Duke Tobin and Zach Taylor sound. So, who would you like to hear from first, Tyvus, the head coach of the Bengals or the guy who is very reclusive and barely talks to the media, who runs the team from a, you know.
He'll be here where he got to
Duke Tobin? All right. Is this Duke talking about how good this roster can
be? It's hard to see. We've had a lot of rosters over the years I've been here. I feel really good about this roster. I think we've got a lot of pieces that have been proven productive NFL players, either here or elsewhere, that you can envision playing well. The group has to come together. You can have 11 separate pieces that don't play as a group and nobody looks like they're good. And you can have 11 average pieces playing as a group and suddenly you're wondering if they're a lot better than you thought they were. So we've got to come together as a group. It's a hard question to answer right now, but from what I've seen so far, this is a motivated group, hungry to show what they can do.
This is the hungriest time of year. Every team is starving for W's. They want to eat Jameis Winston's fingers. That's how hungry they are for wins.
That answer.
They're so hungry.
That answer from the same people that brought you the pie analogy.
Wow.
Here's this.
Yeah. Here's a little more. I'm sure this will be riveting and exciting. Duke Tobin on the team's expectations for this year.
Our expectation is to win every game we line up and play. That's our expectation.
Bang.
Period. It's about coming together as a team, maximizing every player we have.
Player maxing. They're going to play.
Winning the game. That's our expectation. Job one is coming together as a team and making sure everyone is on the same page and executing at their highest level they can execute within the scheme that we're putting in front of them. So that's the work that's going in right now. But our expectations are incredibly high.
That was so riveting, I almost forgot that it ended. It was so exciting. I'm so glad we played these clips. And by the way, this is not against the Bengals or Duke Tobin. This is just like how everybody who works in football now has to talk, is they all have to talk like they just got out of anesthesia and just like, I don't know, I think we could if we. And Mike Florio does this when he writes his articles, too. It annoys the hell out of me. It's like, well, you know, if everybody plays together and everybody does the thing, we could win the games. If they don't play together, we won't win the games. If we don't win the games, then we won't have jobs. If we do win the games, we'll go to Super. Yes, we got it. Do you have anything interesting to say? Let's try one more time. Here's Duke Tobin talking about how Joe Burrow has some high expectations and seems to think this team needs to play up to the potential that it has.
Well, that's a good thing because that's the job that we're trying to do. Every year that we try to do it, we're trying to give the football team what it needs to go out and win a championship. That is the only focus that we have. And to hear players buy into that, I think that's motivating. I think it's exciting. You know, we've got a big opportunity in front of us, and we're all excited about that opportunity. And
could have fooled me.
Joe's been around good teams.
Sounds very exciting.
Here and in college and in high school and everywhere else. He knows what a good team can be, but we got to go out and become a good team. We have a lot of pieces that we're proud of that we have seen perform at high levels, and if they can perform as a group at a high level, then we'll really, really have something.
That was like David Caruso level. Just, wow, drop the mic. That was so good. All right, whatever. Anyway, there you go. Duke Tobin with you needed, if you're going to a dental appointment, he getting said, your teeth pulled out, and you're like, no anesthesia, please.
There was absolutely nothing there.
Hey, nothing. Here's Zach Taylor on capturing the excitement of
I think now the excitement part is for the fans and the media, and now it's on us to get to work and make sure we're solving all the problems and not making repeat mistakes and really playing fast and with a lot of confidence. And so that's our task. There's not much for anybody watching us to do until the first game hits against Tampa Bay. So I expect there to be excitement. But for us, it's just let's put our heads down and get to work.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, tune into all this. All the Bengals social media staff was like, we got posts ready to go. We're going to be in there posting, you know, guys getting Ja'Marr Chase running over the middle, catching the ball in practice gear. He's like, don't even watch. This is boring. We're just practicing. It's really not even worth your time. In fact, ignore us until the games start. I mean, easy for me. I'm glad to do that. Not because you're the Bengals, just because I never enjoyed watching these practices anyway. But by the way, this is the difference between the Bengals and the Browns. The Bengals are just steady, boring. Meanwhile, you go up to Cleveland today. What are you going to hear from Todd Monken?
I like being strong.
You're going to hear something crazy. So you got the crazy uncle up there running the team in Cleveland.
Tomorrow we're going to... Tomorrow.
Insurance salesman running the team down, and the Bengals just out there like, well, you know, if everybody does their jobs, I think we could be pretty good. I thought
The biggest story with them is how's that defense come along? That's just and Joe Burrow staying healthy. That's the only two things that people in Cincinnati worry about, you know. And obviously, Duke said it at the beginning. The one thing that he said that I took away, which is absolutely true, is that basically they acquired all the talent, but that talent got to come together and they got to figure it out. And they're hoping that with the addition of a Dexter Lawrence and all them other ones, now some of the average guys that wasn't doing too much, it raises their play. Yes, that's what you hope. Ja'Marr Stewart, I will give you that example. Like, he was a guy that they took high but didn't see anything out of him last season. So they're hoping with the addition of having all those guys that they brought in that it raises his play. Yeah, that's what you want. That's obviously the expectation. You'll see some stuff in the preseason, though. It'll be very vanilla from, like, the game standpoint. But, like, when you got a basic game plan, there's no thinking involved. So now you're just playing fast. So you will be able to see guys make the basic fundamental plays. And that's kind of what you want to see from the Cincinnati defense. Just them make the fundamental. Can they leverage the football? Can they eliminate explosive plays? And can they tackle?
Everything you just said isn't as interesting as the Browns quarterback tracker that I'm going to see on Twitter tomorrow. Okay.
No, it is. No, hang on. I'll tell you this. Obviously, I'm not a Bengals fan. I'm a Browns fan, just like you are, Tyvus. But if I tune into a preseason game for the Bengals and I see a guy who's not even a starter, but I see like first few plays of the game, Bengals defensive line, whoever's out there is in the backfield. Oh, That's going to get my attention.
Right.
If I see throughout the entirety of their first preseason game, they have like four or five sacks. Now we know that that's against backups, but that's going to be the thing that Bengals fans, I'm sure, are dialed in on. Everything else offensively is kind of irrelevant in the preseason to me because you know what you have over there. Mm. It's what does this defense have? What can they do? And if so that's why I thought it was hilarious when Zach Taylor was like, don't even watch this. There's nothing to see. And it's like, no, there is, man. If your guys are living in the backfield, even in the preseason, even if it's not your starters, the scheme being something that gets people in the backfield early and often, yes, people, right or wrong, Bengals fans are going to be holding on to that kernel of hope and saying, if we have that, we have a Super Bowl contender. If you don't see that, there may be some panic. But, of course, you got to see it in the regular season. Doesn't matter what you do in the preseason, but... Yeah, I think everybody wants to see signs from their team in the preseason. So I might get a chance.
I'm interested if they ever figured out how many games starters should play. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, that's
Burrow should play zero.
Yes. This man has had an appendix explode on him. He's had every freak injury you can. Leave that man in bubble wrap till the start of the season. Clearly. How popular is sports betting? We'll tell you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, West Broad Street is closed in both directions right at Elton Darby Creek Road. 71 southbound to 670 is also still closed due to a crash from earlier this morning. We are seeing crashes on 315 northbound near Lane Avenue and on 23 northbound just passing Lewis Center. Expect to encounter crews in both those spots. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan Pizza.
Bishop and Friends.
I've been fighting this fight for about a year with NBC. I finally got him on kind of a longer, flowing, hopeful look.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have some patches of fog out there to start the day. Otherwise, plan for a partly cloudy Monday. Could be a few showers or storms coming up later on today, mainly in western Ohio, however. Looking for a warm and humid afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms are likely. May produce gusty winds, lows around 70. Storm chance ends early tomorrow, partly cloudy, mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Common man, a radio veteran, has a large hemorrhoid. Timmy Hall, a good, clean boy. Moonlight, Dash Man's hemorrhoid. Common man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan. Tybus hates Girl Scout cookies.
I hate it.
And little girls.
In America. I hate it, hate, hate.
Seriously, Tybus, what the hell?
Okay, whatever this is, I already hate it.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
It is still a Hot Take Tuesday. More of your hot takes coming up in a second. I had a hot take. We were talking about the movies. Obviously, the Odyssey movie, I think it's gone over like $650 million so far, they said, in like its first few weeks. They're projecting it to make over $1 billion global box office. My hot take earlier in the show was that if you need to get someone to tell you if it was good or not before you go, then it's probably just not for you. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but...
Well, you can't listen.
What do you need to know? Like, it's one of the best directors. It's all the actors that you could think of. It's crazy special effects.
But
all
that doesn't
done
matter.
Like, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Like,
been
that's what movies are supposed
with,
to be.
There's been plenty of movies with a lot of good actors and it hadn't been good, right?
Yes, but it's the experience of like, this is the summer blockbuster. This is what... I went and saw Avatar when it was in the theater.
Did you see the one that leaked on Twitter? They said it was good. It was the cartoon version.
Of Avatar?
Yeah, the Last Airbender.
No, not the... That's good. I got what you're doing now, but that's no. Different Avatar. The one with the blue people that James Cameron did.
No, not that one.
I saw that one
in... The one with the thing on his head.
No. I saw the one in the... Like, I saw it in IMAX, the original Avatar.
It was the greatest movie ever.
Well, I'm saying I haven't watched one other Avatar since that one, but I did watch that and enjoyed it just because it was an experience. And I know not everybody likes to go to the movie theater.
Are you doing it for the experience?
I'm saying go, and if you go there and are like, that movie sucked, at least you went and saw it.
See, I don't want to do that.
You don't have to, but I'm saying then you know that you don't want to go to this thing ultimately. I'm saying
the Odyssey?
I'm saying the reason people go to the Odyssey movie or big movies like that is because I feel like most people just want to be part of the experience. And then if you have a good experience or if it sucks, either way, you're like, yeah, but I was out there and I got to do it. I got to go see it in the theater when it was out.
It is a different experience when you go see it in theater. There's certain movies that you got to go to see it in theater to truly appreciate.
Right.
I will also say that at my house, I have a sound system that's pretty good that you will feel like...
That's fine. You're like my former co-host, me and Common Man, always were at odds on this because he hates movie theaters. Doesn't want to go.
I hate them. I
love a movie theater.
I just depend on the movie. Like my wife took the kids to go see Moana.
Yeah.
I'm in the stage right now where it's like... Due to the fact that Trace is so little,
yeah, you
somebody got to stay back.
Yes,
and I voluntarily stay back all the time.
I get it.
So they didn't mention they didn't seen Toy Story 5 and
Moana. But she didn't. I'm saying if it was like a movie you were really looking forward to, you probably wouldn't volunteer.
I'm catching a matinee myself right after this show.
That's the beauty of doing this shift.
Right,
you know how many times I've gone to a movie theater and had it all to myself.
I'm catching a matinee.
Great. Yes, absolutely right. But yeah, I'm just saying like. That I just feel weird when people are like, should I go see the Odyssey? It's like, how do you not know? Either you know you like stuff like that or you don't. Are you like, did you just wake up yesterday and you're not sure about anything in life? Also look at restaurants and go, do I like broccoli or not? Like, you know if you want broccoli or not. You know, you're an adult.
That's how I feel about Cava. Like, I want it. Do I really want it? I want to try it. But like,
you're an adult.
I'm scared.
What if it's not good? It's food. It's not going to bite you.
What if it's not good? Josh Perry told me he had it, and he said it was good. He said it is a little pricey.
He said not crazy
pricey, though.
I'm just saying, in the age of the internet, you can go look that up and see, hey, is it cost a lot? Oh, hey, it's like $15 for a bowl. Do I want to pay that? Yes. Or no.
I pay what, 12?
Am I worried I'm going to get the lettuce that has the explosive diarrhea?
That's the hold up.
That might be a reason not to go.
That's the hold up right there.
I don't know. Are we done with the lettuce, by the way? Has the lettuce been fixed?
That's what they say. That's what they say. That's, I can go to the store. Trust it or not.
I can go to the store and get like a thing of salad.
If you trust the CDC, then yes, but that's on you.
Wow.
I'm not gonna trust.
Do you trust? Do you trust them?
No comment.
That's all the comment we needed, Dylan. That's all the comment.
By the
we
way,
needed.
Tyvus, let it be known that T-Bone is now for going to things for the experience. So he's now for video boards and drone shows and suites over at the Horseshoe.
What are you and talking fan experience. About?
Yeah.
That is the is the biggest stretch I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. No, people are just there for the experience. No, Bone, let them enjoy it.
But you know what?
I got to pay for it.
No, I'm consistent here because I say when you go to a college football game, if it's cold, go anyway. If it's rainy, go anyway. That's part of the experience. If you sign up for football tickets.
Who said don't?
Well, all the dome people like you who want to put the game inside the 70-degree temperature control, no rain, no weather, no nothing.
No.
I'm saying you sign up for a sporting event, you sign up for all that stuff.
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
All I'm saying is that if I really want to enjoy watching a good product on the field, put a dome over it.
Yep.
Okay. But just because it's raining and snowing doesn't mean I'm not going to get in my car and go to that nice dome because I still got to fight the elements. We all do.
What do you mean you have to fight the elements in a dome?
To get there.
Yeah. It's still raining and still snowing.
For 10 minutes and then you're in.
That's
what are you talking about?
Is that not elements?
It's not standing
people
outside
can't
for 3 hours
when it rains and snow. You got to deal with that.
Okay. The point is, I was told that I don't believe in experience, and I'm saying that is the experience. When you go to a football game, I don't need the video board. Yes, at a movie, I need a video board, because that's all it is a video board. But when there's a green field with guys running around on it, that's what I'm focused on at football games. I know I'm in the minority on that. And we're going to knock the shoes capacity down to about 42,000. They're all going to be luxury suites. And then I'm going to be the one saying out there like, this used to be different. And then they're going to be like, shut up, old man. And then that'll be it. But for now, I'm excited to see who the corporate sponsor is on the jersey. We're going to have fun with that. Popular sports betting is apparently so popular that I didn't realize how big this was. And that's saying something because it's advertised all the time on this radio station, right? Like sports betting, we know how popular it is here.
Yeah.
But the numbers are staggering.
I don't know why this shocks you.
They said Americans in 2025 spent $166 billion on not sports, not like we were just talking about going to games, not the game which I live and die for, talking about practice. No, they spend their money not on the actual sport. $166 billion on betting on the games.
Yeah, that's a
lot. In addition to whatever they're spending at the games, going to them, buying jerseys, all that stuff. By comparison, when you add up the totals for the movies, for theater, concerts, festivals, books, museums, music, live and recorded, all that combined, that only totals about $70 billion that the U.S. consumers spent on that last year. So all the other forms of entertainment basically that we have, $70 billion. Sports betting, not going to games, just sports betting, more than double that. I feel like that's not great. As much as I like sports, I feel like if so many people, the only reason they watch sports is just to have gambling action on it, I don't know if that's good for the health of sports long term.
Isn't it like a sin tax on gambling?
Yeah, a lot of places have that.
So like Ohio.
On the winnings, I think.
So, like, Ohio, like, probably makes a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was what.
On the tax side of gambling.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. If you're a local politician, don't at me. I'm just saying, from what I remember.
That in the weed, boy, they raking up.
Are they?
We can't decide if we want weed or not in this state. It's like we're in, we're out. You can have it in drinks. You can't have it in drinks. I think it's back in.
I just seen something about they about to put it on the ballot to, like.
It already was on the ballot.
No,
for it, and then they took it away.
No, they like taking it off the drug thing, period.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So like even if you like got busted for it, like they're gonna take it off. They're gonna take it off your record and all that.
All right.
That's what I saw.
There we go. Like that. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like let's decriminalize all of it. Why not?
Wow.
Black tar heroin.
Don't Portland do that?
Some places do.
I think Portland like that. They decriminalize all drugs.
I think the idea is like so people who have the addictions don't worry that they're going to get arrested when they go seek help. You know what I mean? If they're like, hey, I have an addiction problem, they're like, oh, good. Let's throw you in jail.
I'm addicted to dog food. Let's put you in jail.
That's half the media, according to you. Addicted to dog food. Anyway, I'm just saying like 100... Speaking of addicts, like, that's why, I mean, the sports gambling thing, like, I think you do have to be careful with that stuff. And we, you know, we advertise it on this station. Obviously, I have done it. You have done it. Dylan has done it. We
Dylan
all
did, just did it.
Yeah, right. Just Aiden Slade today, 1:40 p.m.
And it's a good
Guardians.
It's pretty much
Slade's going on the bump.
Whatever you put down and it says you're going to win this much, you might as well just go ahead and put it in your bank account now because Slade ain't winning this game.
I'm just
There's
putting,
no chance.
I'm putting a little marker down saying, let's just keep an eye on that. For the way that we all look at sports, because
it's Amsterdam.
I don't know what it's going to be like 25 years from now from all the kids who grow up and like from the minute they get old enough to gamble, that's the only way they've accessed sports.
It's 21, right?
I don't know if that's, yeah, it's 21. So I'm just saying, I don't know if that's the best.
I'm just saying,
I've changed on it. What do you mean? How to? Well, that's another question that we had with Brandon Soresby. Well,
don't you gotta like put your driver license?
He had other people doing it for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got
that. That was at least from what I understand. So
technically the bet wasn't in his name.
I think that's right. Technically, that's correct.
He should have got off on a technicality then.
Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know if we call any of what happened to him a technicality or not, but he's not playing football this year. We know that. What are the preseason predictions saying about the Buckeyes winning the Big Ten? Big Ten Media Day starting up today. We will tell you what the experts say in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now we are watching a crash closing West Broad Street at Alton Darby Creek. Crews are on the scene there right now. Crews are also on the scene of a crash on 71 southbound to 670. Both directions of 670 shut down at that 71 south ramp. We are also seeing crashes on 315 and 23 in Delaware County. Expect to encounter lane closures through those stretches. I'm 10TV's Amy Steckerwald with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Your home for football, food, and fun. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Ohio State fans, it's the most wonderful time of the year because you can get your first look at the 2026 Buckeyes. Join us August 6th through the 8th at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center for Ohio State's football training camp presented by Safe Light and Bob's Discount Furniture. Watch practice live, get autographs, take photos with select players, and experience the start of a new season up close. Tickets are limited and going fast. They are $48 for general admission or upgrade to the VIP for shaded seating, refreshments, and more. Secure your spot today at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Don't miss your chance to be a part of Buckeye Nation's kickoff to 2026.
We had someone on the Twitter, Kevin, at Bone and Tyvus 971. Tell me what the $160 billion sports betting number is, bets placed or money lost to books.
Money lost?
No, it's not. It actually is bets placed. That's what this thing measured. However, in the article, this was on Fortune.com, I believe is where they had this article, Fortune magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Their report, they said, they talked to gambling experts who said in a few states anyway, not all of them, but a few states, the gambling stuff, some of it is controlled by, like, you know, tribes, like Native American tribes have casinos on their land, and those casinos, their earnings are not reported. So a lot of gambling experts think the $160 billion figure is actually lower than what is real. Like,
so they think it's more.
They think we've gambled even more than that. Now, to Kevin's point, who tweeted at us, some of that money was won back by the people who spent it.
True.
Right?
But I'm here to tell him that a good 2/3 to 3/4 of it losses by the bettors.
But I think, and again, this is not even about like gambling is nefarious. Like some people in sports media now are like everything with gambling is evil. I don't feel that way. I feel like it's entertainment. Well, I feel like alcohol can be viewed that way too, right? Like you can definitely have a problem with alcohol or you can do it responsibly. We hope everybody does drinking with alcohol responsibly. We hope everybody does gambling responsibly. It's why they have the number on all these commercials. That all said, like, it's just showing the shift in how we as Americans are being entertained. I don't know how this, the one thing this number, I wish this article would have had is how much money do people spend on sports outside of gambling? Because I'm sure that number dwarfs all these numbers.
Oh,
right?
Like buying jerseys, going
well,
to games.
Well, between going to games, buying jerseys, buying the TV packages, all the travel associated with if you go to games.
Do you get NFL Red Zone on your YouTube TV?
I think I have to pay extra for it, but yeah. I usually get it. Yeah. Some years.
See, I used to buy it, but like due to the fact that I'm like never there on Sundays.
Oh, well,
it's
that's
like no yeah. point to me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I need the multiple TV setup to fully enjoy that.
You really
usually
enjoy the boxes like that?
I'll buy the Redbox thing. No, I'm saying I'll buy the Redbox thing and then end up watching the Browns game or the Bengals game or one and then
oh,
the
you
other.
You don't split screen it. Well, yeah, they're not on at the same time,
what I'm,
probably.
Well, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But I'm saying, like, if I want to put Red Zone on, I feel like I need a second screen over here so I can watch the game I'm watching.
Can't you do that?
Yo, no, I'm saying I want a full screen, the full game on one screen, and then I'll put the Red Zone
so
with the quad box.
You need a whole TV.
Yes, I'm saying I need multiple TVs.
That's, I got you.
I went over to my buddy Ori's house the other day, and he had three TVs set up in his basement like that. And I said, oh, my God, that's it was bad. The envy started right away. I was like, I got to do that.
All right. I can't do the quad boxes. I just can't. I feel like
Batman
on one.
You know, in Batman, when they set up the surveillance, I think that's in the second one of these new, like Christopher Nolan's that came out a few years ago. I guess it's been probably 20 years now.
The
newer ones.
Yeah. The last one that came out.
No. Not the ones like that just came out a few years ago. The ones with, what's his face? He talked like this the entire time. Who was that?
The Dark Knight?
Christian Bale. Yeah, Christian Bale. Yeah, yes. The Dark Knight and Batman Begins and all that stuff. Like, one of those is where he had the surveillance set up where he could see everybody's phone and every screen.
Yes.
That's what I feel like if I have,
I think that
like,
was on the
when
I
get the
Dark
quad
Knight
box.
Rises, right? No, that might have been just
I forget
the Dark
which
Knight.
One it was. Anyway, I have that. That's what it feels like when I have the quad box up. I feel like I'm Batman sitting there spying on everybody, and I'm overwhelmed a little bit.
I can't do it.
Whatever, man.
And
I want to get as many TVs as possible so I can keep an eye on all my bets. I want to ignore all the actual games being played and just sweat my
bets
and my fantasy teams.
Billy, you gonna sweat the bet tonight?
I bet the first leg of the doubleheader that starts at 1:40.
You gonna sweat it? You gonna watch it?
You know what, Tyvus? I will probably set my alarm so I could wake up from my nap
he'll
in
be
time
napping.
To watch
that's exactly
the start
right.
of the game.
Nah, see, you gotta set it and forget it.
So I saw USA Today. Big Ten media days are starting up today. So you'll have a bunch of interviews. I believe Ryan Day is talking tomorrow. Ohio State's media day is tomorrow.
Do they have a lineup of who's talking today? Pat Fitzgerald. Matt Campbell.
I think
the newcomers.
I know it's Illinois is one of the teams. I have to go look up all who it is. But here's
Brett Bielema. Oh, he's going to say something about the
today,
SEC.
Okay, here's the schedule. Today you have Illinois, Iowa, Penn State, Rutgers, USC, and Wisconsin.
Yawn.
Those are all. Thank you.
Well,
tomorrow, bangers. Michigan State, Minnesota, PJ Fleck.
And
that
the
dude.
Flectones.
Oh, my God. He is going to be hyped out of his mind.
He's
you got
on
Ryan
that,
Day.
He's on that stuff.
He's a legend. That's tomorrow. Along with Ryan Day. Along with Dan Lanning. Along with name of Purdue's head coach goes here. I don't remember who that guy is. I don't who is this?
Something Odom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
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 Sure.
That's, yeah.
No, that's
Lamar
sad.
Odom is coaching my guy.
Barry great. Odom.
Yeah, him. He's great. So
Lamar
talented.
Odom,
that's messed up.
Fresh out of rehab, coaching the Purdue boys.
You know, yeah. You know, it's crazy. It's like Barry Odom is under pressure. He's under a lot of pressure. You
sure
know,
he is.
Because you can't say, I can't win here. Because they'll be like, Kirk went to Indiana and took him all the way. So don't give me that you can't win here stuff.
There's also the added pressure of like when you coach any team at Purdue, Matt Painter is like, if you see a 7-footer, let me know. I need you to have the radar out. You could be recruiting football, but if you see a tall kid walk by in the classroom, just let me know. He's 7 feet tall. I got the radar out for the 7-footers. Who else is? Oh, UCLA with what's his
Bob
name?
Chesney.
Bob Chesney.
Yeah,
Kenny's brother. My guy.
Kenny all the time.
Bob Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you better hope when they send you out for BTN, you better hope you don't get to talk to him and say, Kenny.
No. I mean,
what's up, Kenny?
Cam handles that. Like, Cam, do that.
I think we have to keep an eye on you when you're on. We have to watch anyway when you're on BTN Tailgate this fall. But especially for you, whenever they ask you a UCLA question, I'm going to be sitting there going, say Kenny. Say Kenny.
And say Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom and Kenny Chesney, our coach in the Big Ten.
I swear, every time I think about UCLA, I'll be wanting to call that man Kenny Chesney. Every time.
If you're wondering when Michigan will answer for all of their various crimes. Good news. Thursday, they will be up there talking. That's when their media day is, along with Kurt Cignetti, who I'm quite sure will have plenty to say, given that he's feeling his oats after winning the national championship. Also, Maryland still has a program. Good for them. I don't know if it's going to be any interesting, but they'll be talking Thursday.
If they keep the quarterback after this season.
Who's their quarterback?
Malik Washington.
Okay. I
want to know if they keep their coach after this season.
I want to know. I want to know if Maryland is even a state. I don't even. What goes on there? Baltimore.
Malik Washington was good last year.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pretty good.
Hey, I've been watching The Wire, so Baltimore and Maryland is important right now.
Playing good at quarterback at Maryland is like
this
that
season.
Whole,
are you on?
If a tree falls in the woods, are you? Does it? But no one hears it, right?
That's
that whole
From.
Thing.
The tree fall in the road. You ever seen From the TV series?
No. What is From?
It's
this feels like Who's On First. From where?
From is the name of the show.
I know. What's it from? Where is it from?
So that what happened yes. is everybody, they get stuck in this town because they all like are traveling and then this tree falls in the road and then they turn their car around and it takes them to this city, this little town.
Is it the Big Ten town that they show in the commercial?
Nobody can escape the town because if you get in your car and drive the road, it just brings you back to the town.
Oh, that's terrifying. So no, I don't want
to. And then at night, these things come out the woods and kill you. So you got to like stay in the house.
No, thank you. I want no part of that.
By the way, to answer your question, I just finished season one of The Wire and it kind of pissed me
off.
Yes, because the whole first season is like for naught. They arrested all those people and the operation's just still going.
Yeah,
no problem.
Skip season two. You don't even need to watch
okay.
it.
Really?
Just skip it. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Skip season two.
By the way, I'm sure you all were waiting for this. Northwestern and Washington wrap up your interviews on Thursday. So Big Ten Media Day, the big takeaway. Tomorrow is when Ryan Day and Ohio State players will be available. Today it's Kirk Ferentz. And Matt Campbell at Penn State. That's
you said Wolverines is tomorrow too?
Wolverines are Thursday. Today you have Illinois, Iowa, Penn State, Rutgers, South Carolina. God, USC. Good Lord, Southern Cal. My God. And Wisconsin. You know what? This segment sucks. I just listed a bunch of schedules.
We got to go.
Yeah, I know.
We got to go all the way down to Starkville.
Yeah, that's where you got to go. Yeah. Mississippi State. It's tough to play down there. One NFL team is dealing with a very bizarre situation involving one of their coaches' families. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Two major crashes we're still watching this morning. 71 southbound is 670 in both directions is still closed this morning. We're also still watching West Broad Street shut down in both directions right near Elton Darby Creek. Crews are responding to a serious crash over there. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by The Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The only contraband hiding in Tyvus's butt cheeks is a Kit Kat bar. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Now, all Tyvus wants to do today is argue about something no one cares about. I thought we had moved on an hour ago, and you keep bringing it up. This idea that Steph Curry is better than Magic Johnson. Out of nowhere. I have to hear this discussion.
Imagine Steph in the 80s. Magic checking him. He tried to come up the court. Steph just stop at the half court line, pull it, turn around. Yeah. They would say, this man is the greatest. We wouldn't even be talking about Michael. Could you imagine him back in the day?
That's insane.
Larry Bird. Insane. Who is Larry?
That's insane. Larry. I'll tell you that if that had happened in the 80s. Now, I'm someone who says LeBron could have hung in the 80s because he's 6'8", 260. He probably would have bulked up even more than that still would have been a freak. Like, still would have been a freight train.
Huh?
Steph would be in the third row after he did that one time. Are you kidding me? He'd be on the bench. His coach would let him do that. They'd say, you can't shoot from there. This coaches would not let him even attempt it. He would never have even gotten to, like, get a shot off like that in the game. He would have shot one of those, and his coach would have said, get your ass on the bench. Like Chuck Daly back in the day, there's no chance he's letting Steph pull from 35, 40 feet. Now, even if he hits him in practice, he would say, that's great. You're not doing that in a game. Like, the game was just different. And I'm by the way, I'm not saying Steph sucks at any stretch. I'm saying Magic also did not suck, for what it's worth.
See,
Magic
was great. How I get out of this conversation, because I don't know which one of those I would pick, I would say Steph is in my all-time starting five because I got LeBron at my three. So I have LeBron setting up the offense. I need Steph to shoot. I don't need
Magic. That's fine. He doesn't need to be a point guard. I'm with you on
that. So who's at the one?
Steph.
Who cares? This is the
one. I want to know his all-time starting five.
Why? Why? There's so many that listen. People are getting shot in the face over here, and that's the next story.
Who's shooting the face? Oh,
you got the story with the Kansas City Chiefs, Eric Bieniemy, that whole thing.
Well, I don't know.
She got shot in the face. I don't know where she got shot. But that's, I saw that story yesterday, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? We got the news the last few days from the NFL head coaches just has gone completely haywire to me. Because you have Kyle Shanahan, who got in a car accident. No one knew about it for like 2 weeks. And then that news came out yesterday. Well, so does everybody else. But apparently, if you're the media who covers the NFL or the Niners or I don't know, like any of those people, no, we don't even want to bring it up. How dare we even report on it? So that's weird. And then I see yesterday, like they couldn't because there was police involvement. I guess they couldn't keep this one under wraps that Eric Bieniemy, who had been, where was he? Was he with the Commanders prior to this? He came back, but he was with the Commanders for a couple years, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He's back with the Chiefs, reunited, where he had a lot of success. His wife, apparently, and his son, who is 27 years old, live in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, apparently, was at home, mother of this guy. His son, Elijah, was apparently discharged firearm, shot her. I think they said multiple times, allegedly. Shot her allegedly. Make sure we say that. Elijah Zion Bieniemy was arrested and charged with malicious wounding, use of a firearm in commission of a felony, and discharge of a firearm inside of a dwelling. These are a lot of fancy ways to say he shot his mom, allegedly.
Makes no sense.
No, that sounds like a horrible situation, unless there's some accidental thing that we don't know about, but nobody is saying that so far in this.
Well, if it's multiple times, that ain't no accident.
It says she was treated for serious injuries from multiple gunshot wounds. However, that she, I believe, is in the hospital and is in stable condition, I think was the latest we heard on that. So Mia Bieniemy is Eric's wife. That's her name. So just all around bad situation. Obviously, Eric Bieniemy not with the Chiefs on the wake of that news.
Yeah, I would imagine. They say it was the second day of practice for the Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
I'm imagining he probably left.
Andy Reid hadn't. I mean, what are you supposed to say, right? I don't necessarily blame Andy Reid for not having the words for this ridiculous situation, but he said, our hearts go out to Eric Bieniemy. Mia is stable, which is a plus. Okay. A plus is a weird way to say it. Like, that's just, it's a plus that she's good. Like, an added bonus is that, like, oh, she's okay. Like,
it's not the priority.
We all love EB, and you hate seeing those things happen. Yes, you do. You hate seeing people get shot. I agree with that. But Elijah Bieniemy is being held without bond at a detention center in Loudoun County, Virginia. So, weird situation, man. Like, that one, but they reported on that one right away. That one, they didn't wait 2 weeks to tell you about that. That one got right into the news. We put that one right out.
But then I seen it. Wasn't it like a Commanders tight end coach that got put on
leave? Oh, yeah. Okay.
What is going on?
Well, dude, did you see who the interim coach is for the Niners? Well, so yes, their guy you're talking about, the Commanders, their tight ends, didn't
Oh, no, they parting ways with him.
Did he have a DUI or something?
I have no idea.
I can't remember what it was.
It was so much because it was all like everything was coming out at the same time. I was just blown away.
Did you see who's going to be the interim head coach in San Francisco? While Kyle Shanahan recovers from his car accident.
Ooh.
Guy by the name of Chris Forrester, who is their offensive line coach and assistant head coach. If Chris Forrester's name sounds familiar to you, do you remember the video of the Dolphins assistant coach who was caught on video with the booger sugar?
Oh, yeah.
About 10, 12 years ago?
And yeah.
That's Chris Forrester.
Hell
the
yeah.
dude who was snorting coke in an NFL facility on video. Like, you can go look this video up. It's clearly him. He got fired for that, but apparently we can all find our way back to the NFL if you're as long as you're like an offensive line coach, they've always got room for you in that regard. So, yeah.
Says the tight end coach was he was charged on June 4th with DWI, refusal of blood and breath test, obstruction with resist without force, and change course after signal. Hey,
man. It just depends on who you are. You get popped with, you know, driving under the influence. What that, you know, if you're, listen, if you're the offense, what is he, what was his tight ends coach? You get fired. If you're the lead broadcaster for CBS, probably stay on your job, right?
Yes. It depends who you know. That works.
Just depends on who you know and how much they're paying you. Probably how that's, you know. Right. Just depends on who you are, I guess. How that falls.
He wasn't just talking to the president, so. Like Tiger Woods.
Oh,
I forgot it. Yeah.
Depends on who you know. Okay. Why is it crazy if it happened, Tyvus?
Let's see.
Hard to believe that guy was ever possibly drinking and driving. That's shocking news. By the way, tomorrow on this here show, we have Ask Tyvus Anything Wednesday. That's what we do here. So if you'd like to ask him something now, you can. Our voicemail line is open to you, 614-460-8010. So we'll get those going. We have more of your hot takes coming up as well.
I just realized 2 segments ago you teased something and we never talked about it.
What did I tease?
It was about who's the favorite in the Big Ten. Then we started talking about Big Ten media days.
Oh, we never did talk about that.
Never talked.
Here's your favorite. Number one with a silver bullet, Ohio State. 11 first place votes. Rounding out your top five, Oregon, Indiana, USC, Michigan. There. Done.
Yes.
They're all teams on the Buckeye schedule, pretty much. So there you go. That's fine. Yeah. We'll have more from Big Ten Media Days and all more of that discussion coming up throughout the show. But coming up next, Matt Patricia, little Buckeye talk for you. He has a very direct approach to getting his players on the same page. You will hear about it coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we are still watching the ramp from 71 southbound to 670 in both directions, blocked off as crews clear out a crash from earlier this morning. And on the west side, West Broad Street is shut down in both directions. Right at Elton Darby Creek Road, because of a serious crash, crews are responding to right now. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
Sent you.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Both the Browns and Bengals will report to training camp today. There has been a lot of hype and excitement about the moves the Bengals made this offseason, and Zach Taylor spoke to the media about that yesterday.
I think now the excitement part is for the fans and the media, and now it's on us to get to work and make sure we're solving all the problems and not making repeat mistakes and really playing fast and with a lot of confidence.
The Guardians and Reds were scheduled to start a series yesterday, but the game was postponed due to rain. They'll play a doubleheader today starting at 1:40, and finally, Big Ten Media Days will get underway today in Chicago. Ryan Day and select Buckeye players are scheduled to speak tomorrow. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Remember the time producer Dylan said that Alabama should be in the playoffs and that Tyvus started yelling at him? Those were good times. And remember later that day when Tyvus punched him in the face? Classic stuff. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
It's a hot take Tuesday. More of your hot takes. I got a few of them here. This one is from Gulf Central, Ohio. He said, hot take, if my Bengals miss the playoffs this year, Chapel Bill is coming to Cincinnati. Okay.
Ain't nobody want to see that.
It'd pair him with a great quarterback again.
Yeah. So, actually, I was thinking about this for a fan poll today, which JT's Pizza Pub brings you the fan poll every single day. We love JT's Pizza around here. Here's an idea, Dylan. You tell me what you think. Tyvus and I were talking about this in the break. What if it was biggest storyline or like thing you're most, I don't know. For the Bengals, what are you most interested to see this year? What's your biggest concern for the Bengals? Is it the defense improving or Joe Burrow's ability to stay healthy?
Ooh.
Because I feel like we know that Joe Burrow, when healthy, is obviously really good. However, we don't know if he can stay healthy, I think, consistently. And that's not his fault. That's just a reality. Which one has you more concerned going into the season if you're a Bengals fan?
I like it.
All right, just throw that up there.
Just in, 2 minutes ago, Pete Thamel. Ohio State is entering a new corporate partnership with J.P. Morgan Chase that includes jersey patches for all 36 OSU teams per industry source. This is expected to yield OSU nearly $17 million per year, an eye-popping number that's expected to be an industry leader. I ask you this. Aren't we sponsored by Huntington at Ohio State?
What do you mean? Who's we?
I'm not
sponsored by anybody. I wish I was.
Wasn't Huntington the bank of Ohio State?
Well, they got the Huntington Club there at the Shaw and at the Shoe, I think.
Well, guess what? Somebody else wants to be on the jersey. They're not the exclusive spot. I'm sure in every contract Ohio State does, they have something very specifically that says you are the exclusive sponsor of our in-stadium blank and this and that. And then, however, ipso facto down the road, you will see that does not preclude us from seeking out another financial partner for some other different thing, which in this case involves being on the jersey, I guess. I don't know. So we saw those photos of Kenyatta Jackson last week that came out that showed him wearing what appeared to be a Chase Bank logo on the jersey. Now that appears to obviously be confirmed, and shocking that Pete Thamel got that one. Pete Thamel never gets breaking news from the Buckeyes. He never reports
stuff. They had to put it out because it was leaked last week.
Well, but I'm saying it always seems like Pete Thamel gets that stuff. Like every week when it's like, oh yeah, this guy's not going to play. Remember the dude that we've been asking about all week? And they were like, yeah, he's good. He's progressing. And then Pete Thamel, like an hour before the game, will be like, no, he's not playing.
Yep, that's exactly what
So it's like shocking that Pete Thamel's got the, he and Ryan Day, I mean, they must enjoy talking with each other because Pete Thamel always seems to get that news.
But I want to hear the people yelling on the internet mad just because Chase, its logo is blue. And it's going to go on Ohio State.
But it's not blue because it's white.
It's white.
Like I saw that they're going to. Now, what I wonder is, what's it look like when you put it on the white jersey? Will it be red? So that we haven't seen how that mocks up. You know what I mean? It's corporate branding stuff.
I sincerely doubt Chase is going to roll with a blue or with a red logo.
I don't know.
It's going to be black.
I don't. Yeah.
Compromise. They could do that. Black.
They probably have a black and white logo. You're right. Every corporate entity has a black and white standard logo. And then they have their. We use our sapphire blue to illustrate the depth, just like the depth of our oceans. That is the depth of the levels Chase Bank goes for you. Like, they always have some corporate BS about why they picked a certain color of blue. So you're right. They take that very seriously, but I cannot see Ohio State putting a blue logo on a scarlet and gray jersey.
For $17 million?
Is that how much it is?
$17 million a year? Hey. It's going. It could be blue. Is it all in one?
Guess what? That money corrupts people. You can make it maize and blue. They probably throw it on there.
Dollars.
Ross is looking for some cash, you man. All I hear is how we don't have enough money around here.
You can make it blue, yellow, pink, green, whatever you want.
That's three great players in the portal.
Oh, yeah. 17. Well, for now. Next 2 years from now, that'll be like, oh, that's half a quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we're at. But yeah. God. Yes. All right. So Chase is on the, we thought that was the case. It is. Now it's been confirmed by Ohio State's beat writer who works for a national company, Pete Thamel. Good for him.
His name is Pete Thamel.
Whatever. I call him Thamel. Thamel. Who cares? All I know is Michigan fans hate him. Wasn't that him? Didn't he have some reports about some of the unsavory things going on in Michigan with Connor Stallions and all that? And then if I remember correctly, because he was with ESPN at the time, they wouldn't let him like go near the tailgate show, their college game day, because Desmond Howard was basically like, yeah, get him. And then they were like, well, let's put him in the stadium so no one actually hurts this man because he dared to report on things. All right. So I saw this from Caleb Downs. He and his brother Josh Downs have a podcast called Downs to Business where they talk to various people about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now blanking, Dylan, on who the guest was that they were actually talking with. But I guess it doesn't matter because this is mostly Caleb Downs just talking, right?
Yes.
About what it was like when he first got...
It was with Cam Newton, but...
Oh, Cam Newton. That's right. Exactly. Cam Newton was who they had. Yeah. But Cam Newton's not really involved in this. This is just Caleb Downs talking about his first impressions when he met Matt Patricia, what was different about Matt Patricia and this defense.
Matt Patricia, you know, he has a weird reputation, sort of. Like, when he first got hired, there was some people that was like, terrible hire, terrible pickup. I was like, bro, like, this dude coached on all these Super Bowl teams. He got to be a good coach. Like, he got to know what he's talking about. But, like, there was a lot of people that was saying all this stuff about him. I met him. I was like, hey, I don't know why everybody's saying, like, he's so hard, knows everything like that. First day, he was like, he got in the meeting. Hey, guys, we're going to hand out these sheet of paper. I want you to write the best five players on this defense and the worst five players on this defense.
Worst five is crazy.
He's like, if you say yourself and a coach doesn't say you, you're lying. Everybody was like,
bro.
And then there was a couple dudes that was sitting there like, oh, because they wrote their names and everybody was like,
yeah, that'd be weird. You're sitting there in a meeting and you have to identify, like, if you write your name down as best because you think, like, yeah, I'm one of the best.
I wouldn't even dare do that.
Well, yeah, but they said, but if a coach doesn't agree with you,
like, mine's would.
So you got to try to figure out what the coaches think.
It would have started with Joey.
Oh, we're just doing this with the 2015 Buckeyes?
2015?
What year? 2014 team?
Which one?
2014? The best would have been Joey, D. Lee, Vaughn, Mike B. And
we're talking about Mike Bennett, right?
Yeah, Mike Bennett. Okay. And probably Durant.
Durant Grant?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your five.
That'd have been my five.
Do the worst five.
Do we?
The worst five? The worst five? The worst five would have been
me. No one cares about me. The best time. Everybody wants to hear the worst.
It would have been me.
Stop. It's not you. You're the defensive MVP of the national championship game.
Probably Steve Miller. Which
he also had a big play.
I know. It's crazy.
Take the money and run. My guy. Love Steve Miller.
Curtis Grant?
Jeez. That's crazy. Like, again, there's nobody bad on that defense.
Senior captain, yeah.
Eli? Ugh.
Eli Apples.
Top 10 pick.
Eli screwed me and Josh over. So he with me. And
dang. Come on, say his name.
Josh?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying, Josh?
That's
either Josh.
That's not
you
true.
Either pull a hair. This is Josh or Didi? Adolphus? I don't know. Like, the whole defense was pretty
Washington,
good.
Wasn't he?
He's like a third or fourth round pick.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean.
Well, Josh was a fifth Josh, round pick.
So Joshua, yeah. Like, these guys are all it like the, it, what you asking me to pick? I don't know.
That's tough. I feel like in corporate offices, we have some similar version of this when you do your, like, self-evaluation. You have to give your, every year for your review, they'll often ask, like, all right, what's your biggest character flaw, or what's your biggest thing you have to work on? And you have to come up with something that's like, oh God, my actual biggest character flaw is I don't want this job. Like, that's like, that's what a lot of people want to write in there, but you can't write that. It's like, I hate coming to work every day at this place. Like, most people don't want to write that. So they have to come up with something like, I think I care too much sometimes. And I just, it's all lies, but you're just trying to figure out, like, what do they want to hear? And I'm sure that's a little bit of what some of these Ohio State players had to do, is like, what does Matt Patricia want me to say here? What is he trying to get out of this? You have to figure out why he's asking you that.
None. We all dogs. That's what I would have wrote. Nobody. We all good.
And what do you think would have happened if you had said that to Urban Meyer? Like, all of us are great and none of us have any flaws.
I would. You know what I would do? I would say, okay, you want me to, I'll write it down. I'll do a best five and a worst five, but you got to do the coaching staff.
Bang. Yes. I like it.
That's what I would have told him.
And Urban would be like, the guy who's at my wedding, the guy who's my son-in-law. Like, he would just go,
if you want me to sit here and make a scene and call my teammates out, I want you to call your coaches out.
I like that.
Is it a deal?
He's like, my wide receivers coach is, you know, that's not great. Yeah, anyway. All right. So there we go. Hey, man, that's a unique approach for Matt Patricia. When we go out to, is it next week we're going out to?
Next week,
camp, yeah, because they'll be opening up. We'll be out there
Thursday and Friday.
If we talk to Matt Patricia, we'll have to ask him about that for sure. All right, what is happening with Bill Belichick's program in North Carolina? I got a hot take for you on the Bill Belichick North Carolina coaching situation. That's coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Here on your Tuesday, we are still watching West Broad Street shut down on the west side. This is right at Elton Darby Creek. They've got both directions closed. You'll have to use 70 both east and westbound, anywhere west of the 270 outer belt this morning. We're also watching a crash on the 270-315 interchange. The left lane is blocked off on the ramp from 270 westbound to 315 southbound. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your
.org.
Common Man has hosted shows with radio royalty, Spielman, Tor, T-Bone, just to name a few. So listen to his new show with Timmy Hall. If man can pull this one off, he's a miracle worker. Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have some patches of fog out there to start the day. Otherwise, planned for a partly cloudy Monday. Could be a few showers or storms coming up later on today, mainly in western Ohio, however. Looking for a warm and humid afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms are likely. May produce gusty winds, lows around 70. Storm chance ends early tomorrow, partly cloudy, mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Every time Tybus laughs, take a drink. Just kidding, you'd be dead in 30 seconds. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
I thought your solution on, hey, tell me who the best and worst players are. Okay, fine. You do the coaching staff and I'll do the players.
You know what's crazy?
Bang on.
Herb is so crazy, he would have did it.
He probably would have brought him out right in front of everybody and said, here you go.
He would have, let's go. Let's go.
By the way, if you want to ask Tybus a question, you want to get that honesty, that raw thought right there, you can do it tomorrow. Ask Tybus anything. You can tweet us at BoneandTybus971, or now you can call us 614-460-8010. It's a voicemail. You will hear us when you call it, so you'll know you got the number right. And then you can leave us a message. We can play it tomorrow. And we can, you know, you'll hear yourself ask Tybus a question. That is tomorrow, coming up at 7:30 tomorrow morning. So make sure you're here for that.
Do you want to play some voicemails we got here?
Yeah, go ahead. What do you have?
We got one guy that he has a very interesting situation going on in his dynasty league. And
fantasy football?
In his fantasy football.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? This is Noah. I'm calling from Gahanna. I got a bone to pick. I hope my brother-in-law, Cody, hears this. I started a fantasy league about 5 years ago, and he's been in it ever since. And we started a dynasty last year. So going into our second year of a dynasty when it really begins, and him and his friend decided that they just wanted to back out. So I had to shut the league down and completely cancel the dynasty, losing two people. We had to kick someone out last year for not paying. So I'm down three people in my dynasty, and yeah, man, if y'all choose to join a dynasty, commit to it for the love of the game. That's all I got. Cody, screw you.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. You know what? He's right, though. If you're going to jump into a dynasty fantasy league, that's not a one-year commitment. That's a decade-long commitment, at least, I feel like.
A decade?
Well, yeah, because you're drafting guys. You got a whole career. Yes, why are you doing this?
That dynasty, I can't do it.
Some people love it.
I can't do it.
But that's I get exactly where he's coming from, though. It's like, I didn't set this up as, like, let's start it off and see how it goes this year, and then maybe not. It's like, I said it's a dynasty. Like he said, it takes a couple years for that to even get off the ground, because you got to make sure, like, you may have made decisions in year one to set you up for year two and year three so you can really build that roster and you can win your championship. It's not like a one and done type of thing. So I get it. That, you know what? What was his name? Noah? Was that Cody was the guy he said sucks. Yeah. But Noah, I think, was the... Anyway, no, I'm sorry that your family sucks. That's tough.
I just seen an old tweet of mine from the national championship game.
Okay.
This is a quote. Is at 1:42 a.m.
That's when the greatest tweets are sent.
January 13th. Bruce Fieldman quoted me. Tybus Powell or any NFL talk about his roommate, Cardale Jones. Quote, all I know is he better have his half of the rent on the first of the month.
Yes.
That is keeping it a buck. That is 100%. Nothing else matters. You better pay that rent.
Crazy, man.
Who's that man? You said that. You're talking about your quote?
Yeah, yes, that's a different. That guy's different. I don't know who that guy is. That guy is gold.
I know who that guy is. I know who he is. He's still there. So Bill Belichick, obviously there's a bit of an issue there in Chapel Hill. So longtime, I guess, buddy of his that's followed him to basically every job he's had, Bill Belichick, Michael Lombardi. He now is the GM, theoretically, of North Carolina football. He was the guy who said they're going to be NFL team number 33 in Chapel Hill. That's what they're building in North Carolina. Well, then they went 4-8 last year, didn't have one player drafted, not in the first round, period, in the NFL draft. Seven rounds, no North Carolina players got selected. So first year off to a rocky start when it comes to building NFL team number 33 over there. Now, Michael Lombardi is on paid administrative leave by North Carolina pending an investigation into some kind of HR issue. Human resource issue is how this was termed. Also, the laughably inept College Sports Commission is trying to do an investigation of some of the NIL deals they have done. Now, insert laugh here. The NCAA can't get anything to stick when it comes to some of the rules. Maybe the College Sports Commission will, because that was set up differently. Maybe they can actually go after schools for breaking some of these rules they've set up. I'll believe that when I see it. But they're also investigating North Carolina for improprieties with NIL. So they got some problems there in North Carolina.
The sick part is, if they broke any NIL rules, well, obviously it didn't work. It was worthless. That they shouldn't have done that, because they went 4-8. So if you go cheat, I mean, be like the Wolverines and at least get a natty out of the thing.
Yeah.
But they just need to hit the reset button. They really do. And it's interesting, because remember I was just telling you about Bill got $30 million guaranteed if they try to fire him without cause.
They guaranteed the first 3 years of his contract. It was 5 years, $50 million, so $10 million a year. He's been paid $10 million. Two more years left on the deal.
I wonder if it's going so bad that they're trying to look for stuff to fire him.
Well, that always happens, right? When they realize something has gone poorly and they want to get out of it. I definitely think there's a chance North Carolina would like to back out of what this was, because I don't think they realized just how little of a crap he gave when he took this job. But I'm going to actually have a hot take for you on this. You ready for it? Because a lot of people now rip in North Carolina, like, why did you do this? You should have known this was going to happen. I'll actually defend North Carolina and say, I don't think it was a bad decision at the time with the information they had to hire Bill Belichick. Now, in hindsight, we can all sit here and say, yeah, that was dumb. That's a bad idea. Clearly, he doesn't care about this job. He's not taking it seriously. If he was, he wouldn't be hiring his family members. He wouldn't be letting Mike Lombardi run the whole operation. He's there, Mark Pantone. That makes no sense. Letting Jordan Hudson have some big say in how the organization is. This is a guy who doesn't care. He's like retiree age, and he's just enjoying the fact that he gets to have this fun little hobby.
Take the job?
Right. But
because now you're hurting your legacy.
Exactly. And what I'm saying is, I can understand how North Carolina's brass would have thought, there's no way Bill Belichick's going to come here and phone it in. He's Bill Belichick. He's this guy. His whole life is eat, sleep, breathe football. Do your damn job. Do your effing job. Like, that's Bill Belichick's MO. We need someone like that to come in here and tune up what we're doing in North Carolina. I think they were right on to believe that. And then probably 5 minutes after he got on campus, they said, uh-oh, we miscalculated, because we didn't know he was going to come in and be this big of a joke.
There was plenty of people that thought that this sucked at the time when they went from 70-something-year-old Mac Brown to 70-something-year-old Bill Belichick. This is the head coach of North Carolina, not the U.S. presidency. Please hire someone younger next time.
No. I'm not even going to have to hear that, because, again, it's not like they hired... Hiring Mac Brown made no sense, because
he had success there previously. Before Texas, he was at North Carolina. Yes, they were just bringing him back.
Bringing it back after Texas, I'm saying even that doesn't make sense. Bill Belichick is the one guy. It's like LeBron. Like, do I think LeBron has what he used to have? No, but do I blame the Sixers for saying we want him? Because he's LeBron James. There's some players that, even though he's an advanced age, I'd still like to see what LeBron James could do and have him on my team. Bill Belichick, I don't blame North Carolina at all for saying, yeah, I think he can get the job done. They should have done maybe a little bit more research into, hey, when you come here and take the job, who's going to come with you? If he said, oh yeah, all my friends and buddies and family members, then maybe that would have been cause for concern. But it is shocking that Bill Belichick just does not give two blips about this. Like, I think he genuinely believed he's going to walk into college and just dominate. And That's the part that is on him. I'm just saying, I don't blame North Carolina at all for thinking at the time, we're going to get a guy who wants to go prove that he can win anywhere. He wants to shut up all these doubters. He's Bill Belichick. He's not going to come here and phone it in with his adult cheerleader girlfriend. No, he's going to actually be serious. And it turns out that was wrong. That was a miscalculation. But
I mean, I don't mean to be ageist. Well, I've been ageist the whole show, so let's just roll with it.
Yes, that horse has left the barn.
What older coach has been thriving in NIL and transfer portal? Yeah. Exactly.
Give me a second.
It's a new time for college football. This was the wrong time to bring in the old man. If this was 20 Kirk years Cignetti. Ago, it might have worked out.
Kirk Cignetti's he's not young. To your point, he's a lifelong college coach who's been grinding for decades, and now he gets his big chance and he wins a national championship.
65.
Yeah, he's not young.
Ha. Bang.
There you go. Bang.
Got him.
We got an exception.
No, but here's what I would say. I would even say, I don't agree with your ageist logic there, but let's say that that was accurate. Bill Belichick is not an aging college. It's not like an aging college football coach who's been doing this for 30 years. And he's just like, these kids want money now. I wouldn't hire Urban nowadays, because Urban, is going to be pissed off when guys come in and are like, hey, if I don't get $500,000 extra, I'm leaving after this year. Urban would be like, good, I'll pack your bags. He wouldn't have any patience for that negotiation. That's not Urban. We saw what happened when Urban tried to coach in the NFL. Nick Saban didn't work out in the NFL. Great in college.
He stepped over a guy that was practically dying.
Right. Nick Saban, those guys thrive on being essentially authoritarians at their school. You can't do that nowadays. Now, Bill Belichick, as much as he is an authoritarian, he coached in the NFL. Lots of guys who he coached made more money than him when they coached him. They had agents. They had guys who said, hey, if I don't get this, that, and that, I'm leaving after this year. Or my agent, I'm holding out because I want more money. Now he ruled with an iron fist, but I would have thought he would have been more geared towards what NIL is, because there's no salary cap rule. You had nothing limiting you. You could go out if you had the donors and go get these guys. Instead, he hired all his friends and a bunch of losers to run his program. And now, it's on him. He also clearly is not taking this seriously. I don't think anybody should have reasonably expected that when he got hired. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you didn't think his girlfriend would come and practically be running the team.
She shut down a documentary.
It's Bill Belichick. Right. Why would you think that all of this comes with it?
I would have thought Bill Belichick would have said, if anything, I don't want to do some kind of documentary about our program. But he apparently, at first, was okay with doing that stuff. She came in and shut it all down and was taking over interviews and stuff.
I'm not mad at North Carolina, but I also, if I'm North Carolina, I'm looking for a way up out of this, because clearly you need a younger option.
Hey, speaking of guys who coached in New England, Mike Vrabel is trying to make sure you forget about whatever happened this offseason. We'll explain in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Still watching a major closure on the west side. West Broad Street is shut down in both directions right at Elton Darby Creek due to a serious crash. You'll have to use 70 both east and westbound anywhere west of the 270 outer belt. Also on the north side of town at the 270-315 interchange, the left lane is blocked off on the ramp from 270 westbound to 315 southbound. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan
Central. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. If your kid is complaining about not wanting to go to school, blast the volume on this show. You won't have any more problems. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Packed lineup today. You've got on Bishop and Friends coming up at 11 a.m. They're doing their 20 most interesting college football programs. Today it's LSU, and I'd say that's a very interesting situation with Lane Kiffin going there. Can you get that team back to what it should be? What, to me, should be a top five program more often than not.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's a top 10 program for sure, but I think it's also, in their eyes, they're the best college football program. I don't know that they're at the same level that Ohio State and Texas and Bama have held themselves to. But LSU probably has had just as much success as any of those teams. And now part of that came from them having, at least one of those years was a Nick Saban year. So you got to factor that in. But LSU's been just as successful as anybody else in college football over the last 30 years.
So. Random. Are you a traditionalist? Like, you like the traditional?
In what respect?
When it comes to this patch on the jersey from Chase. Like, are you
the college football? No, the Chase patch doesn't.
Because I know, like, Ohio State fans will be like. Like, I was just talking to Dustin. Dustin was just texting me.
Dustin Fox?
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know how I feel.
See,
he said he's a little torn about having the brand on
I feel like if you had a problem with that, the Nike logo's been on all the jerseys since, like, I mean, since you guys were in college, right?
But I feel like...
Why is that different?
Yeah, like...
It's not...
What difference is
it just because you like Nike?
The only issue that it... The only time it's going to be an issue... Is whenever they go to whatever bowl game they go to. That's the problem. Because now, where you putting that logo at?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's the
Trust
question.
Me. Yeah, let me help you out. NASCAR and soccer can show you there's lots of ways to stuff a bunch of logos on jerseys. You have no problem with that.
Like people on Twitter, like I'm arguing with somebody on Twitter and I'm just like.
Oh, that's always good.
Well, I thought you didn't do that anymore.
No. Well, I know him. I know him personally. And he's like, this is an abomination. And I'm just like.
Oh, people really this?
See, yeah, that's not surprising that people feel like that. Really? It's wild
for
to me.
$17 million.
Yeah,
put it all. Put it all on there.
You're lucky they haven't put it on the helmet. Honestly, because that's. I mean, for 17, like this is where we're at, folks. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, and if you're shocked by that, I understand it. I have been soaked and bathed and marinating in this for the last. I mean, I've been doing this job. Like on this radio station for 13, 14 years. And ever since I've been here, all we've talked about is the money keeps going up in college sports every year. I remember when giving an assistant coach, a coordinator, $1 million, Gene Smith was like, that is not happening. We are not doing that. Now you got multiple head coaches who coached in the NFL saying, yeah, I'll come to college. You're paying me $3.5 million, $4 million. Like, we're getting there. That's the numbers we're now talking.
$1 million is cheap.
Million is, you're not getting a coordinator for $1 million who's any good. So I just, players now are getting over $5 million a piece for the best players, right? There's rumors that some players are getting closer to $10 million. And one of those players may be right here and wear number 4. Like, if anybody in college football is getting it, it's that dude. I'm saying, like, the numbers keep going up in college football. So it's not shocking to me that they're putting logos on the jerseys. Guess what, folks? They will at some point call it Ohio Stadium or whatever field at Ohio. Like, they already have that. Safe Flight Field is there.
Yeah.
There will be some time where it's Ohio Stadium presented by such and such.
I promise you that's going to happen at some point.
Who cares?
People care.
Is they paying?
No, but I'm telling you, people care because that's surprising to some people. I've been talking about this for the last 13 years professionally on this radio station. None of this surprises me. I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier. So, yeah, I'm not shocked by this at all, but I get why you are if that's not where you live.
I'm the furthest thing from a traditionalist. I've been crapping on old people all day. Like,
apparently.
I would draw the line at the naming rights for the stadium.
Oh, they will. I promise you they will.
I wouldn't want it to be called anything else besides the horseshoe.
It'll still be called Ohio Stadium. Yeah, it'll be Ohio Stadium presented by such and such. Or
you could
the
call
such
it
and
you
such
want.
And such and such Ohio Stadium.
Listen, you could call it what you want. What you talking about? They can name it whatever. You could call it what you want to call it. It'll forever be the shoe to me.
It's like Willis Tower in Chicago.
Yes. Now, when I get on this microphone, it's going to be whatever the sponsorship. Because Ohio State is a partnership. Whatever they go.
They don't pay me.
But it's going to be the shoe.
Yeah, I'm calling it the shoe. I don't care. They can name it whatever they want, sponsorship wise. But yeah, like, trust me, I am someone who believes college football does not need to go to the NFL. It does not need to become NFL light because when you compare yourself to the NFL, you're always going to be the inferior product. If you're a different product, which college football has been for the majority of its existence, marching bands, walking around the oval, stuff like that, the tradition of college football, that stuff does matter. And as we go more and more into let's get bigger and bigger video boards and let's get more corporate seating and let's get rid of the student section. We don't need that to be as big, do we? Like all that stuff. I think is bad for college football because it makes it look more like an NFL stadium. But I'm not surprised that they're slapping corporate logos on everything. Everybody. The Rose Bowl. Guys, the Rose Bowl has a sponsor on it. When you watch the Rose Bowl, they print, I think it's Prudential. It used the life to be insurance.
Vizio.
Yeah, they have a sponsor logo right there on the damn field.
A lot of people in the chat they're all on the make it look like NASCAR. As long as we win in the championship, I don't care. The funniest thing is, so the guy that I'm arguing with, Anthony Bellino, who works up there for the Wolverines and does some stuff with the Lions, and he runs a radio station up there as well. He got a radio show.
In Michigan, yeah.
He is what I want to say to him, because he's the one that's like, this is an absolutely abomination. Not all money is good money. What I want to tell him is, you just mad that the Wolverines ain't got a sponsor. Hey, yes.
Listen, man, we're all in it now.
I better catch up.
We are.
I better catch up.
You're right, though. Like,
you're just mad that y'all ain't getting 17 million a year.
Damn, that's hateful.
That's right, though. It's absolutely right. Yeah, man, the Michigan guys can get all pissed off about that all they want to or whatever. They can say it. The second they come in, by the way, you have the Jordan logo on your football jersey. Tell me that makes sense. Why is that happening? Answer, because the Jordan brand and Nike said that's the brand we want on the jersey. And you said, yes, sir. You did what you said. Yes, sir, corporate partner. You tell me what to do. You tell me how high to jump. I go, yes, sir, I'll do it.
He says the way to survive in modern college football is simple. Dump the scholarship model, unionize, CBA, cap based on TV rights negotiation under one CFB league commission with actual rules and contract. Adding this patch is the nail in the corporate coffin.
I mean, I don't view it to be like the end of all of college football. Like, I'm way more offended by the fact that they're trying to have an NFL halftime show or like that type of thing more than I am. Like, I want the marching band to still be out there. If the marching band has a corporate sponsor that pays for the uniforms, I don't care. That brings some more money in. They can go to more games. I guess that's where we're all at these days. But literally, guys, for the last 30 years or 25, I don't know. Go back and look at Maurice Claret when he was running for the Buckeyes. Did he have a Nike jersey on? I'm pretty sure there was a Nike swoosh on those jerseys.
Absolutely.
Maybe not, but there definitely was by the time we got to 2005, 2006. I know that era did. When you played, Tyvus, there was a Nike swoosh on there.
How is that?
That's a corporate logo. That's an arguably bigger company than Chase, for all I know. I'm just saying, like, why are we suddenly, Chase can't be on
Nike.
Okay. Every wristband that ever was put on any Buckeye ever in the last 30 years has been Nike. So what are we talking about? I'm surprised people said, Chase, they're a bank. They don't make shoes. How dare they?
Why is it okay?
It's the same thing.
Why is it okay for bowl games to put the patches on there and nobody says anything?
They do that all the time, too.
But Chase do it. It's a problem.
And don't get me wrong. T-Bone here for billionaires. I'm not defending giant corporate interests. That's not my thing. But, like, if you're shocked by this, what did you wake up from 1974 and just show up now to college football? Like, it's been headed this way.
You shouldn't be shocked by this anyways, because at least you get $17 million to where the Fiesta Bowl don't pay you nothing.
Nope. No, they don't. Yeah, but all right. Anyway, Mike Vrabel, very quickly, did you see he brought a puppy to a press conference the other day?
Smart man.
Well, he did that the first day of his...
He's got the gift of gab.
Patriots obviously open up camp, and there are certainly questions about, hey, Mike Vrabel, you apparently, allegedly, seem to have had an affair with one of the lead NFL reporters of the last 5 years, and it seems like that was going on for a while. I don't know if people are going to ask him questions when he's holding the puppy, but it seemed like a little bit of a meat shield there for him to have the puppy up there. The next day, what do you know, front and center, one of the reporters was invited to bring their child, and Mike Vrabel asked her, you can have the first question. I believe she asked him a question about Taylor Swift. So this is how we're playing it, I guess.
You know what I would have did?
We're just going to have puppies and children to, like,
you know what you should have
not
did?
Make any tough questions for Mike Vrabel.
Okay, so he invited a reporter to ask the first question.
Who had their kid with him, yeah.
Okay, and if I was the next person. So what's up with you and Diana Rossini?
Yeah, hey. Thanks for that. I'm glad she's
here. That's great. The puppy's
staying in school.
Puppy's great beautiful. Puppy. Anyways, don't pay attention to this part because you don't want to be like this. What's up with you and Diana Rossini?
No, but you know what? The same reason they're not asking that question is the same reason why we didn't find out Kyle Shanahan had been in a head-on collision for 2 weeks. It's because these people are in bed with the people they cover, and it's not journalism anymore for me, and it sucks. It really sucks.
You hate to see it.
No pun intended with the being in bed part. I'm assuming.
You know what? Fair enough. I didn't choose my words wisely. I'm wet. I'm dirty. Thank you. We'll hit the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Still watching a major closure on the west side right off of West Broad Street. We've got both directions shut down right at Alton Darby Creek because of a serious crash. Again, both east and westbound traffic is closed off of West Broad Street this morning. Use I-70 anywhere west of the Outer Belt to commute east and westbound. Also on the north side of town at the 270-315 interchange, still watching a crash on the ramp from 270 westbound to 315 southbound. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
Join the fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the fan, Ohio's sports destination. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. One of these men is bald and fat. The other is T-Bone. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Joining the program, a guy who also
That was on Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan. Joining the program, a guy who also loves patches on jerseys, Eric Reeser.
Hell yeah, brother. Make it look like NASCAR. Who gives a damn?
$17 million. That's where we're heading. I promise you that.
Didn't the Big 12 get $20 million for their patch that everybody's got to wear?
Is that the Monster Energy
Big 12 co-branded patch? Everybody's got to do it.
Well, I think Brett Yormark actually wore the Monster inside because he had it coursing through his veins when he was like yelling at.
Sure.
Remember when he yelled at our guy? Tortilla Boy.
Tortillas.
That whole thing. That was when he was hopped up on Monster. Yep. Just, yeah. What'd you say? Say it again.
So I am amiss they don't have the Big 12. The Big 12 is not going to have the Dr. Pepper Monster Challenge. You're just going to throw footballs through a Monster Energy drink
so
can.
So they could take a big fat L.
Yeah, the biggest, fattest L.
Anyway, so $20 million for the conference?
$20 million goes to the conference for their brand partnership with Monster Energy. So Monster Energy is going to sponsor games, going to sponsor the championship, going to sponsor Big 12 branded jersey patches.
So that gets divided by however many teams
are in the Big 12. Not 12.
To where Ohio State just got $17 million.
And they're getting $17 million a year. Like, this isn't just, here's $17 million, we're putting our... our logo on your jersey for 36 sports. Here's $17 million every single year for however long this agreement goes.
So the next time a DGG recruit wants a lot of money, we can pay it.
Yes, I think you can match if you value a recruit like that. And I think Ohio State was not necessarily worried about the money with David Gabriel George. It was he wanted zero. He wanted to start, and he wanted the school to front transportation for his family to away games. And I'm thrilled Ohio State told him no thank you.
You may go
to Tennessee.
Have fun at Tennessee.
Good luck.
And by the way, your future endeavors,
we'll see you in the transfer portal.
I was going to say, if he's awesome after his freshman year and Tennessee does what Tennessee typically does and wins like 7 or 8 games, he may say, I'd like to go compete for a national championship.
Tennessee's never boggled a portal person or boggled an NIL deal with a high caliber or high profile athlete.
Yeah, but to your
precedent's there.
For those who haven't seen the press release or you're just finding out about this news, the Chase Bank logo is going to be on Ohio State football uniforms. It's also going to be on Ohio State basketball uniforms.
Oh, so on all 30
uniforms.
All of them.
They literally put the wrestling singlet in the photos that I saw in the press release thing. I only saw the scarlet uniforms, though.
So I'm interested to see how the white uniforms, come out. Is it a red or a scarlet Chase Bank logo?
It's black.
It's going to be blue. Well, that's
$17 million. That's fine.
Well, here's the thing, man. Because
two different colors.
They've paid the money.
It's obviously not going to be white.
They're that we know. That we agree with.
Cross that off the list.
It's not white. Ryan Day wouldn't be mad about that.
The whites are good.
Thank you. But I'm just saying we could get a black logo potentially. And then that fits probably Chase has a black version of that logo. Like all these companies have a white and a black. But...
They got a black logo.
Their corporate identity is blue.
You can't have blue on the jerseys. That would legitimately anger people to where I would say, I understand your anger, sir. Blue on the scarlet?
It's going
to
be blue.
I just want to point out, choices are made whenever they put out press releases. All the pictures are of the scarlet jersey.
That's a fact.
And I wonder if that's not because they thought, you know what, let's get everyone used to this first before they see what the white jersey looks like with the logo. Now, maybe the white jogo with the logo will just be like black and that'll be it and no one will care.
People enjoy the blacks.
Thank you.
You know what we're going to find out, right? Texas.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't going to let nobody
know. Oh, yeah.
Until, if so, it's blue, like, you ain't going to know until you go to Texas game.
You're going to see them run out on the field for Texas and be like, wait a second. What? Oh, the Buckeyes are on the road. Texas, big game. Like, that is your 100% right. Now.
That's playing a football game.
What, you hate the Buckeyes? You want to see us lose to Texas? Then you better get behind this.
Because here's the fun thing about today for Ryan Day is he's got to be part of this press conference.
Oh, is there a press conference today?
They're doing it.
Oh, well, they're going to ask the question.
All the top men in the university are going to be meeting at 2 o'clock inside Ohio Stadium. They'll do 2:30. I think Ross Bjork's going to talk. The president of the university is there, the president of the Chase Bank Columbus location, and head football coach Ryan Day. Then he's got to go to Big Ten Media Days for this. Like, I wonder if he like cares at all. Like, yes, just do the Chase thing. I got to go to Chicago.
Will the president of Huntington Bank be there is my question.
I feel like that's a great question, too.
Ross Bjork's left him on red.
Hey, that's not my headache to worry about. I didn't sign the deal. They did.
Let them and is Ohio State still sponsored by Huntington?
I think so.
Bank. Listen, Huntington.
Maybe not now.
Huntington.
Yeah.
$18 million.
Maybe not now.
Hey, who knows, man? They're sponsoring the Browns. Aren't they sponsoring the Browns field? Isn't it Huntington Bank field up there? Yes. They got other irons in the fire. They're fine.
Well, they ready for the dome.
They got their own successful team to sponsor up in Cleveland. That's another successful football franchise, just like the Buckeyes. It's very similar.
You need to cut that out.
Just squint a little, and you'll see. It's almost the same thing. What do you have coming up on the show today, Reese?
I guess we're going to be super mad for 3 hours about a jersey patch.
I hope not. I mean,
maybe 10 10 schools within the Power 4 now. Because I'm trying to think, like, the Pac-12's got a couple funny ones with their jersey patches. Woodside Energy, which I don't really know what that does, but they're LSU. Tigers are one of our 20 most interesting programs. Matt Muscana, if I can pronounce his name properly, from ESPN 104.5 in Baton Rouge, will be our guest at 11:30. Talk about Lane Kiffin in year one with the Tigers. Dom Tiberi's going to join at 10:30. We might be the show that informs Dom what's actually going on with Ohio State and the jersey patch today. He's still in retirement. For a couple more weeks, and then he'll be back on the Buckeye beat when actual football games start. We'll do the real truth at 10 o'clock. That's, a lot of jersey talk.
Jersey talk.
Big Ten Media Days that Ohio State doesn't talk for
until
Wednesday.
Today there's going to be lots of...
Well, Tony Petitti is going to speak, and
Kirk Ferentz will be very interesting.
Per the release, he'll talk for 15 minutes. It's like, I believe that when I see it.
Sage Ohio says that they're reporting that all the patches will be white.
A white patch on a white jersey doesn't make a ton of sense.
Well, then they would have to put like a red square behind
it
or something.
It don't matter.
Yeah, well, you know what?
So Chase is cutting that check. I'm not sure Chase is going to want that.
Well, we'll find out.
Week two, September 12th in Texas.
Bishop and Friends coming up 9 to noon right here on The Fan. Thank you, Reese.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for The Buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Feeling the heat?
Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on train systems, including 0% APR for 60 months.
So the other day, Citi Field in Queens, New York, I'm a Mets fan. The Mets play at Citi Field, and they have a lot of celebrities that show up to their games. Jerry Seinfeld, noted Mets fan. Chris Rock, noted Mets fan. Lots of other New York actors and actresses are there often in the seats. Well, the other day, Emma Stone was seen sitting in the seats, in some seats there, prominently featured. Two-time Academy Award winner was there in Mets gear. And what was interesting was the Mets were supposed to do like an alternate jersey that night, but instead they went with their traditional like white with the little blue pinstripe jersey that they have. Mm-hmm. There was a reason for that. They're playing the Dodgers. Emma Stone was not there as a fan. She was there as an actress. They were filming a movie, a new romantic comedy based around, I guess, baseball called The Catch, set for release in next year. But that was part of they had to shoot a scene there. So while the game is going on, they actually changed what uniforms the Mets were going to wear to help out with the production of the movie. Look at that.
Look at the Mets.
You'd have to pay me to go to the Mets, too. Good gig if you can get it.
The movie is called We're Sorry This Isn't the Yankees. Try Again. That's it for us. Bishman Friends coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Still watching a crash on the west side that has shut down Broad Street. This is right at Alton Darby Creek. We've got crews blocking both east and westbound lanes, again off of West Broad Street. Use I-70 anywhere west of the Outer Belt for east and westbound traffic this morning. Also on the north side, 270 right at 315. We've got the left lane blocked off on the ramp from 270 westbound to 315 southbound. I'm 10 TV's Amy Stuggerwald with your